school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
And it all comes down to this. In the final Saturday in the month of November, Kansas State High School Championship Football Weekend. And this afternoon, we bring you the 8-man Division II State Championship from Fisher Field in Newton, Kansas, as it's the number one overall Axtell Eagles looking to cap off a perfect season with a state title game, getting a rematch with the Wheatland Grinnell Thunderhawks, a game that was played in week number one. We got a good one for you here today. Beautiful football weather in Newton. Kirk Kilman back in studio. Jacob Burrows with me today. I am Brandon Tabman, all a part of the broadcast team, and we appreciate you tuning in on 92.1 KMZA and also at mscsports.net. Our pregame coverage rolls along here as we get you set for this one today. These two met in week number one, and it was all Axtell, 62-16. And who would have thought on either side that after that ball game, these two would ultimately meet up in the state title game in the month of November? But that is certainly the case here today. Coming up in our pregame show, you'll hear both of my conversations. Got a chance to talk to Axtell head coach Eric Detweiler and also Jesse Vincent, the head coach of the Wheatland Grinnell Thunderhawks. We got those pregames coming up for you in just a few minutes. But thanks for tuning in. We got a good one today. It's the 8-man D2 state title game in Newton. The Axtell Eagles and the Wheatland Grinnell Thunderhawks. And our pregame continues after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Our coverage of the 8-man D2 state championship game continues here on 92.1 at KMZA as we now get an opportunity to talk with Axtell head coach Eric Detweiler. The Eagles 12-0, getting the big Sump State win last week over Thunder Ridge, 46-0. Coach, I know there's a lot we can talk about when it comes to this season and getting to this ball game, but I guess just here in the last week, the last few days after winning that game against Thunder Ridge, you know, how's the community and everyone around this program kind of just embraced this ball game this week, and just what's the last few days been like leading up to it?
Well, you know, it's kind of been a little crazy. It seems like I'm doing, you know, all kinds of radio interviews. I got to fill out, you know, several page reports for other broadcast guys that want to, you know, that've never done it before that normally do the state championship game. You know, on Tuesday night we had a team meal. You know, there's no school this week because of Thanksgiving, so you know, we probably changed our practice times to Wednesday mornings. You know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday mornings, you know, and so it just, everything seems to be different. You know, it's not routine, but, you know, our guys are embracing it. You know, they're enjoying every minute of it, you know, because it's a special privilege once you get to the state game. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, with what we're doing, but, you know, our guys are embracing it and enjoying every minute of it.
Well, when you look at the game last week against Thunder Ridge, obviously it was the top two teams in the state at the time. You guys had to make the long road trip out there to Kensington to play in that game. Really dominant from the jump in the shutout win, 46-0. I know the defense was really key for you as well. Obviously, there were times where Thunder Ridge was driving. They got it deep into your own territory, but you guys were able to get big stops and then turn those stops into touchdowns. I guess just talk about the defense and how important they were to that win last week.
Yeah, we knew they were, you know, extremely physical team coming in where, you know, we kind of had the bend, don't break philosophy and you know, let them run the ball. That's what they want to do. And, you know, obviously we're trying to stop them, but, you know, just don't give up the big 40-yard run, which just seems like they've had all season long. You know, they eventually pounded at you and break one. So, you know, we was really trying to stop that. You know, just let them get 2 yards of whack and, you know, hopefully they can make a mistake and get behind the chains and, you know, penalties or fumbles. And, you know, we was fortunate enough to do that where we got, you know, several turnovers and, And, you know, even several times, I think they got three drives inside our 10, but, yeah, you know, couldn't come up with a score. So I was extremely proud of the way our kids played, you know, stayed focused. You know, handled a very, very physical team in Thunder Ridge.
We've highlighted a bunch of your guys this year for all the accolades, of course. It's just been so fun watching you guys. You know, this past week, we highlighted Brandon Schmelsley, another freshman for you. You know, his game against Thunder Ridge, he had four total touchdowns. You know, he's just been so good for you at such a young age, just being only a freshman, really getting his first taste at the varsity level, you know, second on the team in rushing yards, first in receiving yards. You know, just kind of talk about him a little bit, his progression throughout the course of the year and what you've seen from him at this point.
Well, you know, he's a heavy player. He picks up things, you know, extremely fast in practice. You know, and he's got one thing that you can't teach, and that's speed. You know, he does an extremely job using that, and he's shifty. You know, there's multiple plays where, you know, he probably should be tackled for a loss, where he makes guys miss and turns it into a 10-yard gain or even a touchdown. You know, I thought earlier in the season he was making some, you know, what I call it rookie mistakes, or, you know, his pass patterns weren't sharp enough for my liking. And I kind of got on him about it, and, you know, and he didn't say one word. He just corrected it and, you know, got a lot better at it. And you know, obviously it's showing this week where, or this year where, you know, he, like I said, he's leading our team in receptions. You know, just doing a tremendous job, and he's, you know, he understands the offense so well and where he needs to be. And you know, it's just, you know, he's a great ball player all the way around.
We're talking with Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler, the 8-man D2 state title game today from Fisher Field in Newton against Wheatland Grinnell. You know, I look back at that week 4 game, that one on the road at Hanover, your closest game at this point in the season. It was a 30-24 win. You had to gut that one out, get a late stop interception, you know, to close out that game. You know, outside of that, it's been a lot of lopsided scores, but was it maybe that game against Hanover? Or was there another point in the season that you felt kind of maybe turned things a little bit, or at least maybe turned things up a little bit more, as maybe kind of somewhat of a turning point, so to speak?
No, you're probably right. You know, I think that game kind of really showed, you know, ourselves who we really were. You know, we didn't really know, have a team identity yet. You know, we beat, you know, Wheatland Grinnell earlier in the year, you know, but that's week one. And you know, that's hard to prepare for week one against other teams. But, you know, when you come up against Hanover with the tradition that, you know, they had, and we come into that with a victory, you know, it's just always a great thing. And you never know how, you know, our young squad, especially these freshmen and sophomores, how they're going to react to adversity. Because when you play a good team like that, there's going to be, you know, bad things happen in the game. And it's how you react to that is generally how the game, you know, turns out, in my opinion. You know, it seems like, you know, the other team is going to grab momentum at times. And that's just 8-man football. And you got to learn how to, you know, adjust to that and get it back. So, yeah, you know, I would agree with you. That was, you know, maybe we found out who we are. We probably, you know, believed in ourselves a lot more after that game, and you know, it just seemed to be worked out for us.
A few more minutes with Axtell head coach Eric Detweiler getting set for the 8-man D2 state title game today in Newton. Let's talk about the opponent today. It's the Thunderhawks of Wheatland Grinnell. You obviously saw this team at the beginning of the year, week one, it seems like forever ago, September 3rd. You know, you guys, you get the big win, 62-16. You've played Wheatland Grinnell twice here in the last couple of years to open regular seasons in 2021 and then also in 2020 last year as well. Both were big wins. You know, when you look at the matchup this season, getting that win, you know, what were some of the few key standouts in that game that allowed you to kind of pull away and get that big win?
Well, you know, Wheatland Grinnell graduated quite a few seniors and you know, had some new kids. That was probably their first time at the varsity level in that game. You know, of course, you know, we did too, but it seemed like, you know, we handled that just a little bit better than what they did. You know, that's a long trip out there, 5-hour bus ride, you know, for us 2 years ago and then for them here. You know, they just seemed like we kind of grabbed momentum early in that game you know, kind of ran with it. You know, I think they don't know what hit them. You know, now that being said, they've, you know, completely turned things around. They've, you know, adjusted their guys. They had an all-state running back that, you know, they had fullback in that game, and now we moved him to his primary back, where, you know, last week he had, I think, 225 yards. So, you know, the kid's a great player, hard runner. You know, they just do so many things well that they didn't do in week one that they do now. They, you know, they spread you out. They've got a, you know, I'd say an all-state receiver out there catching the ball as a junior, you know, the coach's son, that, you know, runs routes sharp, it's fast and shifty. You know, just they really do a good job and are a completely different team than we've seen.
Yeah, they got really three huge players offensively. You mentioned right there, Jet Vincent, 6'2", good length, nearly 1,200 yards receiving. Isaac Mendez is their big-time running back at just south of 1,600 yards, and their quarterback's thrown for over 2,200 yards. So obviously they have turned things around. They have won 11 straight. They beat Victoria last week in the sub-state round. You know, when you watch them this time around and the improvements that you have seen them make, you know, what's maybe the most concerning aspect from them where they could be presenting some good challenges to you today?
Well, they do, like I said, they do a good job of getting you in the one-on-one battle. They, get the, the Vincent kid out wide, one-on-one out in space. They throw the ball to him on slant. And then, when you're going to bite on a slant, they run a slant and go, and then they throw it over top. They a lot of times they're four wide spread out, and then they hand it to the Mendez kid off the middle. So, they do a great job of using the entire field where you got to cover it from sideline to sideline. And maybe the first time we played them, they didn't do that. But, they're doing, a tremendous job at that. Their play calling has changed. And it just seems like they're a completely different team.
Well, defensively, they've been really good as well. They're giving up just less than 18 points per game. They've forced a lot of turnovers. They've collected 18 interceptions. They've forced 20 fumbles, recovering 11 of them. So, and then they get their hands on a lot of balls in the secondary as well, and they bat them away. So they're very, aggressive defensively. What stands out about their defense?
Well, the Vincent kid, is their safety. I think he's on track to maybe set the state record in interceptions. So he's a ball hawk that, you better have your passes crisp. Otherwise, he's going to, he watches the quarterback. Otherwise, he's going to run over and intercept him. And so they got the Mendez kid. He's their all-state running back. They got him at middle linebacker that, can use, both sides of the field. And it can hit you fairly hard to cause those fumbles as well. So, they're smart. They got their, they're better athletes, in the middle of the field where they can run both ways. And they just seem to do a good job of forcing turnovers as well.
Finally, Coach, before we let you go, and we appreciate it as always, it's been a really fun season. Of course, we've had a lot of conversations together since the start of the year, whether it was previewing a game or if it was the coach's show, whatever it might be. We've certainly had a lot of conversations. The last one here this year, of course, everything on the line with the state championship. So I'll ask you again, at least one final time, when you look at keys to today's game, what's on the chalkboard? What's the pregame speech going to be like? Just building up to this moment, what do you see as the big factors today?
Well, don't live up to all the hype. There's a lot of activities that went on this week, including, schools out, Thanksgiving, everything, practices are a different time. And then on top of that, you're going to, play on an AstroTurf field where, most towns have probably got bringing, most of the town to the game where, it's going to be a different atmosphere than what you're normally used to playing in. So, don't let the momentum swings, get to you, minimize the turnovers and mainly stay focused, don't let the atmosphere bother you and the change in what we normally have done all year because, it's worked for us then and just try to stay with that game plan, through today as well.
Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler joining us here, our pregame coverage for the 8-man Division II state championship game as Axtell and Wheatland Grinnell will play for a chance at a state title in Newton. Coach, like I said, it's been a pleasure talking to you all season long. Thank you again for the time as always. Good luck today and we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you for everything you've done for us, Johnny. I appreciate it.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom, fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program, flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu. You know them. If you live around here, you've done business with them. Sutter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go when you've got a project in mind. They carry all brands you trust like Mohawk, Wilson Art, Larson, CertainTeed, Valspar, and Owings Corning. They even carry Holland Grills, so you can celebrate a job well done. Visa, MasterCard, and Discover accepted. Area do-it-yourselfers and pros know Sutter Building Supply and Seneca is the place to go.
Pre-game coverage continues here for the 8-man Division II state championship game this afternoon here in Newton, as it's Axtell against Wheatland Grinnell, and we now have an opportunity to talk with Wheatland Grinnell Thunderhawks head coach, that is Jesse Vincent. We appreciate the time here in our pregame coverage today. Coach, it's been obviously a great season for you. You opened up the season losing to Axtell, so you get an opportunity for a revenge game here. But really, since that first game, you guys have won the rest of them, 11 straight going into this one here this afternoon. I guess what the season, or I guess let us know kind of what the season's been like for you, you know, turning it around after that week one loss and getting to this point.
We'd had a rough preseason. Not to take anything at all away from Axtell and the way that they handed us a tough loss that week one, but we've had multiple injuries and guys that had missed a lot of practice time in that first 3 weeks of preseason. So in addition to that, our jamboree had gotten canceled last minute, didn't get to play in that. So, you know, that was the first live contact other than what we'd seen of each other for the year, and we had lots of guys on the field that hadn't had a varsity snap yet. So I knew that it was going to be rough. Coach Detweiler does an amazing job with Axtell, and those guys are so sound fundamentally that I knew that it wasn't going to be good. But nonetheless, we continue to get better and make the improvements where we were most glaringly bad in that week one loss. And just each week try to do something to keep improving, and so far that's worked.
When you look at the matchup last week, taking care of Victoria 42-30, obviously a good ball game in some states, you know, what were some of the key factors that were out there that were able to get you guys over that hump and get that win?
Yeah, so Coach Oberle in Victoria, you know, I feel the same about him as I do Coach Detweiler and Axtell. They just do an amazing job of year in, year out, coaching fundamentals and putting good teams on the field. I knew that the key there was stopping their run game, that if we couldn't shut down their power run game, it was going to be a long, long night. And at the same time, banking on if we could get a couple of stops, that they would have a tough time shortening our offense from getting in the end zone. And that's kind of how it panned out. It's going to be one of those deals that whoever had the ball last is going to be successful.
When you look at just your offense this year, obviously you have a lot of playmakers on that side of the ball. Trey Vincent, Jeff Vincent, of course, a good wide receiver quarterback combination, plus Isaac Mendez in the backfield, who's near 1,600 yards rushing. So you got kind of a three-headed monster, but you still got some other guys who are making some plays for you this year. How have you seen the offense kind of gel throughout the course of the year?
Well, it's been fun to watch those extra pieces that you talk about fill in. You know, Trevin Humphreys and Ryan Heyer have had great years offensively. Nate Ballbrock has come in, you know, the fullback tight end, done a really good thing for us. So that takes the pressure off of, you know, Trey, Jed, and Isaac. Isaac is a phenomenal running back. He runs so hard, and he's got the time that he's put in the weight room to make him bigger and heavier, more weight behind his speed. And, you know, Trey and Jed, his brothers, they've been throwing the ball to each other since they were 3 years old. So there's a lot of audibles and silent audibles, things going on between them that most people don't even know happen. So it's just a fun year to get to coach all these guys. There's just so many pieces that it's tough for a defensive prep for us.
Talk a little bit about the defense here in just a second, but kind of going out of order here, I kind of wanted to talk to you about just kind of the progression where this program has been here in the last handful of years. You know, you took over in 2018. You know, that was the first year in the eight-man ranks. They were down in six-man prior, Wheatland-Grinnell was. You know, that first year, 1-8, but 2019, an eight-win year, 2020, an eight-win year. Now 2021, you find yourself in the state championship game. I mean, just talk about the progression of the program here in the last couple of years.
Well, it started with convincing the boys that the weight room is something that they needed to do and must do if we wanted to win. And they bought into that. They put in the time. I had an assistant that has moved on this year, but his name is Josh Williams, and he was instrumental in getting them in the weight room and getting them to buy into that. The next step then, and the next piece of that, was teaching them some fundamentals, you know, making sure that our end play, our linebacker play, you know, the way that our running backs hit a hole, things like that, were sound. And then taking care of business when we had the wins that we knew we should get that first year or two, and taking some lumps because we had young guys on the field after that. So it's basically this class of seniors as freshmen that went from 1-8 to now playing in a state championship game. And I told them in eighth grade, just because of the level of talent that they had, if they would stick with it, that they would fight for a state championship when they were seniors.
Wheatland-Grinnell head coach Jesse Vinson joining us. A couple more minutes getting you set for the eight-man D2 state title game today in Newton. Going to the defense here, Coach, your team forces a lot of turnovers, a lot of ball hawks and athletes on the back end especially. You know, you guys got 18 interceptions. You forced quite a few fumbles. Defense holding teams under 18 points per game. You know, when you look at your defense as a whole, where are the strengths lie there to allow to have, you know, those kind of numbers this year?
Speed is definitely one of the things, and getting a good pass rush is key in that. Tyrell Chapin, the senior defensive end, and he's been dominant in getting in the backfield. He's undersized for the position, but he has a ton of heart. puts a lot of pressure, and as well as Isaac Mendez as a middle linebacker, doing the same thing, you know, forcing some bad throws, which then our defensive backs in the secondary have taken advantage of. But we practice it. You know, we work hard at working on getting a guy to wrap up and another guy to come in and strip and, you know, take advantage of those turnovers. Or we're hoping to keep teams under 20 and get a plus two in the takeaway margin every week.
Axel gets the win 62-16 in week one. You know, when you're prepping with your coaches and your team throughout the course of the week, I mean, are you going back to that film in week one? Are you watching more film from recent games with Axel? I mean, how do you kind of determine the preparation for this Axel team in the rematch?
A little bit of both. We're a unique offense, I think, in terms that we're spread out a lot of the time. So going back to week one just to see what I think they'll do to stay the same in the way that they guarded us and defended us then. But definitely, you know, checking out this last couple of weeks of games for them and things that they've done, and watching them on film in this last 2 weeks of film, you know, they've steadily improved themselves as well. They're a very, very solid team.
Finally, Coach, before we let you go, and we appreciate the time here today on the pregame show, just keys to the game. What are going to be the big keys to ultimately win and get a state championship?
Well, I think Isaac Detweiler is a very, very wise, smart quarterback. He makes good decisions with the ball, makes good cuts when he runs. I think taking him away, you know, trying to eliminate what he does so well, running the ball as well as in his passing game, is a huge first step of getting them stopped. And then, you know, they do some different things defensively than anybody else in the state. So being smart with our blocking assignments and being able to connect our running game a little bit, those are the two biggest things. Take away their run game with their quarterback and try to move the ball on the ground ourselves.
Wheatland Grinnell head coach Jesse Vincent joining us here on our pregame coverage, getting you sent for the 8-man D2 state championship game in Newton. Coach, we appreciate it. Congrats on all the success this year, and good luck today against Axel.
I appreciate the time. Thank you, sir.
All right, that's Jesse Vincent, head coach of Wheatland Grinnell. We got more pregame right after this.
There is always, always, always something to be thankful for. And at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, we will always be thankful for our generous community, our amazing and dedicated staff, and wonderful people like you. We hope that you and your family have a safe and happy holiday season. From your friends at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, people you know, care you trust.
People, products, knowledge, we have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMGA.
We continue along with our pregame coverage here on 92.1 KMCA and at MSCSports.net, bringing you the 8-man Division II state championship game here from Fisher Field in Newton. Our broadcast brought to you by Peru State College, peru.edu. It's Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you. Again, thanks for tuning in. Kirk Kilman back in studio, Jacob Earls and Brandon Tadman with you, as well as Axel looking to cap off the perfect unbeaten season with a state championship here today and a rematch from a game that was played back on September the 3rd, the season opener. Wheatland Grinnell going to Axel. Eagles got the big win, 62-16, and the Eagles were cruising along from there. They have played really just one close game all season long, and that was week four against Hanover. They had to get a late interception to hold off the Wildcats in that one. That was a 30-24 final. Really, since then, Axel has put it to every opponent they have played this season, and even last week in the sub-state round at Thunder Ridge, the Longhorns were the number two ranked team in the state, and the Eagles put it to them 46-0 and cruised along here to Newton for a chance at a state title here today. Wheatland Grinnell, of course, losing that game in week one. They have won 11 straight since then. Last week, they beat Victoria in the sub-state round 42-30. And this Thunderhawks team, just not too long ago, back in 2017, they were at the six-man level of course, Wheatland and Grinnell mixing it up and creating one, so to speak. And since the 2018, they were just a one-win team. But that's when Jesse Vincent took over at head coach. 2019, they won 8 games. Last year, they won 8 games. And now this year, they've won 11 games and find themselves in the state championship game. So certainly a good matchup expected here today, a rematch from week number one. And when you look at Wheatland-Grinnell with the 11 straight wins, their longest winning streak since 2006. And, of course, the longest winning streak here for Axtell since 1993. That was the last time they won a state championship. They were a perfect 13-0 and won the state title back in 93. They're looking to go 13-0 and cap off 2021 with a state championship. We're getting closer to kickoff here. Just a few minutes out. We'll take one more timeout. When we come back, we'll get you set for kick between Axtell and Wheatland-Grinnell. It's after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call the right agents, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP today. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at onehbank.com.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org. to learn more.
You've seen the bumper stickers, you know, like I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say I break for auto insurance, because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Find great values for your Christmas shopping starting Monday at Heinen True Value Farm Supplies in downtown Seneca. Save 20% on all regular price outerwear. Save 15% on all jeans, denim overalls, and shirts. And save 20% on all toys. Heinen True Value have name brand toys by Tommy and Bruder, and clothing by Key, Carhartt, and Wrangler. Hurry in as the clothing specials end December 4th. Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, open weekdays 7:30 to 5 and Saturday 7:30 to noon.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, here we go. The anticipation has led up to this moment, and we are just set now for kickoff here in Newton at Fisher Field. Axtell and Wheatland-Grinnell in the 8-man Division II state championship game. Axtell won the toss, and they took the football to start this ball game. That is something they have done quite a bit this year. When they win the coin toss, they have elected to receive. They are certainly a powerhouse on offense, and they want to make a statement here early this afternoon in what has turned out to be an absolutely beautiful day in late November for high school championship football. We're up top in the booth. Wheatland-Grinnell will kick off from left to right. Axtell will go from right to left to start offensively here in the first half. White tops, white bottoms for Wheatland Grinnell. The home blue uniforms for Axtell. Red numerals and lettering, they are trimmed out in white. So here we go. It's Isaac Mendez to kick this one away, and a good kick right down the center of the pipe, and it's taken by Brandon Schmelsley for Axtell. Gets to the far side at the 15, out to the 20, and out to about the 21-yard line, and that is where the Eagles offense will take over. First and 10 to begin the 8-man D2 state title game. They will mark them out officially at the 21-yard line. Isaac Detweiler could end up being the 8-man D2 player of the year. Over 1,100 rushing yards and over 1,700 passing yards. He is in the pistol set here on first and 10 at the 21-yard line. Far side hash, he's got two receivers to the right. Schmelsley behind him in the backfield. Option here to the near side. They pitch it to Schmelsley. He's got plenty of room out to the 30, 35, midfield 40. And out of bounds he goes on a big play by Brandon Schmelsley. Looks like he just made it into, well, they'll mark him out at the 39, so not quite midfield. So it's a gain of 18 yards for Brandon Schmelsley on the first play of the game for the Axtell Eagles. So first and 10 at the 39, just a yard shy of midfield, near side hash. Schmelsley entered today with over 700 rushing yards in 12 games. Second leading rusher on the team, Brockstrom in motion. Detweiler fakes it across midfield and down to the 35-yard line. He'll gain 6 on first and 10. And it brings up second down and 4 at the Wheatland-Grinnell 35-yard line. Detweiler, 25 rushing touchdowns, 32 passing touchdowns. He's just thrown 2 interceptions on the year. 57 total touchdowns to just 2 INTs. Good start here for the Eagles on offense. Second down and 4 from the Wheatland-Grinnell 35. 2 receivers near side, Detweiler in the pistol, Brockstrom with him, another design quarterback keeper, and Detweiler following his block. He'll be a yard shy of the first down at the 32-yard line, so a gain of 3 yards for Detweiler. It'll bring up third down and 1. No score, just over a minute into this first quarter. Axtell and Wheatland-Grinnell playing for the 8-man D2 state title game, the Division I title game played prior to this one. And it was Meade knocking off Little River 22-14 in what was a fantastic ball game as well. So on third and 1, it's going to be Detweiler designed quarterback run. He hops over the line of scrimmage and falls forward across the 30 to the 28-yard line. So it's a gain of 4 yards and another first down for the Axtell Eagles. Expect Detweiler to carry the heavy load offensively today. 55 points per game is what Axtell has done throughout the course of the year. Defensively, Wheatland-Grinnell giving up just under 18 points per game. So it's first and 10 at the 28-yard line of Wheatland-Grinnell, shaded a little closer to the far side hash. This time it's Schmelsley, and he's dropped in the backfield for a loss. That's a good play. Ryan Heyer, the senior, making the stop in the backfield. He was able to get back to the line of scrimmage, so no gain there for Detweiler. Brings up second down and 10 from the 28-yard line. Just over 2 minutes in, no score here in the 8-man Division II state title game. Glad to be a part of your holiday weekend. Good crowd on hand for both teams. So three receivers out there. Brockstrom comes in motion to the near side. Fakes to him. Detweiler keeps, tries to make a man miss inside the 25. And down to the 24, Detweiler carries that one for 5 yards. And it's going to bring up third down and a long 5 inside the Wheatland-Grinnell 25-yard line. We'll mark him down at the 24. 9:11 to go, first quarter, clock on the move, no score. First drive of the game for either team. Third and 5 here for Axtell inside the Wheatland-Grinnell 25. And that is blown up in the backfield. Axtell trying to play action play. Detweiler is brought down for a sack in the backfield, and that's a loss of 5 back to the 30-yard line, maybe the 29. And now it's going to be fourth and long for the Eagles. That was a huge play for the Wheatland-Grinnell defense. And Axtell, they don't punt it often, and they're going to go for it here on fourth down. Ball in between the 29 and the 30-yard line. So fourth down, and we'll call it 11. Three receiver set, two to the near side. Ball between the hash marks. Chest high snap. They're going to fake it. Throw it downfield. It's caught by Schmeisley inside the 10 and down to the 8-yard line. It is first down and goal. A pitch and catch at 21 yards to Schmeisley out of the backfield. And just like that, on 4th and 11, the Eagles convert. And it's now first and goal at the 8-yard line.
23-yard pass play.
Axtell, what a play. Play fake. Schmeisley had a little fake on his route, went up the field, found the open spot. Detweiler hit him with stride. First and goal from the 8. Axtell trying to strike first. No score here in the 8-man D2 state title game. Detweiler up the middle. He's in the end zone for the Eagles. Touchdown. An 8-yard scamper from the junior quarterback, Isaac Detweiler. 7:52 to go in the opening quarter. Axtell takes the ball, and they get it down the field for 6. It's 6-0. All too familiar for Isaac Detweiler and this Eagle offense, scoring first and putting the pressure on their opponent, converting on a huge 4th and 11 just moments ago, and they cap it off with an 8-yard touchdown run by Isaac Detweiler. Now his 26th rushing touchdown of the year, his 58th total touchdown of the year. Detweiler for 2, and he's in. Let's take our first break. 7:52 to go, opening quarter. Axtell strikes first. They lead Wheatland-Grinnell 8-0. Our coverage of the 8-man D2 state title game continues after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Welcome back to our coverage of the 8-man Division II state championship game from Fisher Field in Newton. Kirk Hillman back in our studios in Northeast Kansas. We're down here a little farther south from there in Newton. Jacob Earl's with me. I'm Brandon Tadman. Appreciate it very much. Axtell took the ball to start the game. They had to convert a 4th down and 11 to keep the drive alive. They hit a big-time pass play to Brandon Schmeisley, thrown by Isaac Detweiler. And then the very next play, first and goal from the 8, Detweiler, an 8-yard touchdown run. And it's 7:52 to go in this opening quarter. The Eagles have struck first with an 8-0 lead. So Detweiler will kick this one away at the low line driver. That's going to bounce and continue to bounce. It's going to bounce inside the 5 and finally trickles into the end zone. That could have been disastrous for Wheatland-Grinnell if that ball would have stayed true prior to the goal line, but it'll be a touchback, so it'll be first and 10 at the 15. For Wheatland-Grinnell, a team averaging 50 points per game. They have won 11 straight. Beat Victoria last week 42-30. Their quarterback is Trey Vincent, the son of head coach Jesse Vincent, and Trey's brother also Jet Vincent, who is a very key part of this offense as well. So Trey Vincent, the quarterback, he stands in the shotgun set. Three receivers, two near side, one to the far side. Isaac Mendez, the 5'10 running back, to his right. They run an option this way. Here's the pitch, and knocked out of bounds. Good defense by Eli Brocksterman. Maybe a yard or two, so a couple for Isaac Mendez. It's a gain of 2 out to the 17-yard line. It brings up 2nd down and 8. Isaac Mendez, the 5'10 senior running back, nearly 1,600 yards coming into this one, averaging shy of 9 yards per carry, so a very effective running back. You'll see Trey Vincent, the quarterback, run it a little bit as well. Two receivers near side, one to the far side. 2nd down and 8 from the 17-yard line. 8-0 Axtell here in the first quarter. Vincent takes the snap, drops back. He lobs one down the middle of the field. It's picked off at midfield. It's picked off by Detweiler. And just like that, the Eagles are going to take over. First and 10 at the Wheatland-Grinnell 39-yard line. The first pass thrown by Trey Vincent winds up in the hands of Isaac Detweiler, and the Eagles right back to it with an 8-0 lead at the 7:40 mark here in the opening quarter. So not a good start for the Thunderhawks. Down 8-0, and their first drive, two plays in, they throw an interception. First and 10, Eagles up 8-0. Detweiler takes the snap. Looking downfield, he lobs one, has a receiver in the hands, and out incomplete near the 10. Nearly brought in by the junior Evan Bussing. Would have been his 12th catch of the year, but just a little too far out of his hands. And it brings up second down and 10 at the 39-yard line. Clock stopped at 7:35 here in the opening quarter. Axtell with an 8-0 lead. Two receivers go to the far side right. That's Grady Bussing and Eli Brocksterman. Schmelzley in the backfield with Detweiler in the pistol. Schmelzley leads the way. Detweiler takes off. He's across the 35. Ball pops in the air, and this looks like a turnover. I think Wheatland Grinnell has got that football, and they do. And Detweiler comes away with a turnover, so the Thunderhawks don't get burnt by their interception. Two plays later, the Eagles give it right back to them, and we got two turnovers, one by each team here in the last handful of plays, and the Thunderhawks will take over. First down and 10 at their own 33-yard line. 7:28 to go, first quarter. All right, so the Thunderhawks back to work, down 8-0 after the turnover by Axtell. It's Vincent in the shotgun set. They run a quick option. Left side keeps it himself. He's wrapped up and brought down pretty quick at the 35. Schmelzley in on the stop. Gain of 2 yards for quarterback Trey Vincent. Brings up second down and 8, the 35-yard line. Clock moving under 7:10 to go, opening quarter. So we've seen a quick Axtell touchdown and then a turnover by each team so far, and we're not even halfway into the opening quarter here, the 8-man D2 state title game. Far side hash, second down and 8 from the 35. Trey Vincent in the gun, takes a low snap, pulls it up, throws it near side, incomplete at midfield. Looking for his brother, Jet Vincent, the 6'2 junior. Just under 1,200 yards receiving, just a little low in the dirt, and that brings it to third down and 8 from the 35. Three down front for the Axtell defense. Sawyer Dieters, Grant Bussing, Owen Strothman, of course, the tandem three on the front of the defensive line. Rare snap under center here on third and 8. Play action. Here comes the blitz. Gets away from it. Vincent rolling out. He's got a shot downfield. It is thrown up and it's caught and incomplete, or they're going to say it is a catch at the 11-yard line. The Axtell fans thought it was incomplete. It came out late, but the officials say it's a catch to the 11-yard line. So it's a gain of 34 yards from Trey Vincent to Jet Vincent. That's his 61st catch of the year. And it sets up first down and 10 at the Axtell 11-yard line. Great coverage on the back end, but just a better play by Jet Vincent to make the grab. So first and 10 Thunderhawks at the Axtell 11. Here's the snap. They want Mendez on a toss left. Gets to the outside, follows his blocks, gets inside the 5. And a good gain on first and 10. We'll see where they mark him. Out of bounds, he gets down to the 4-yard line, so a gain of 6. So it's second and 3 from the 4. So the Thunderhawks trying to capitalize on the Axtell turnover as we're approaching the halfway point here in the opening quarter. 8-0 Axtell. Vincent under center, they want Mendez again. He spins through the line, and he's close to the goal line, and the referee threw the bag down like there might have been a fumble, but looks like it's right down to the 1-yard line for Mendez, so a gain of 3. There was still a chance for a first down, and he did not make the 1-yard line, so it's 3rd and 1 from the 2, so a 2-yard gain there by Mendez. So it's 3rd and 1 from the Axtell 2-yard line. 5:40, clock moving first quarter, Axtell 8, Wheatland Grinnell nothing, but the Thunderhawks threatening here in the first quarter to get back into it, potentially tie the game. Under center, Vincent. They want Mendez again. He gets blocked up at the line, and he's stacked up there. Depending on the spot, we'll see. He still could have got a first down. So they're going to say he was stuffed up at the line of scrimmage. Sawyer Dieters, Grant Bussing, in on the stop. So now it's fourth and one from the 2 yard line. So they move it up a little bit, so they need about a football length to get the first down. Just outside the one, it's fourth down. Axel fans chanting defense. Vincent under center, takes the snap. They toss it to Mendez, follows his block into the end zone, and it's a touchdown for the Thunderhawks. Isaac Mendez is getting his team on the board with a touchdown run of a yard and a half, and at 4:52 to go in the first quarter, Thunderhawks are on the board. Axel 8, Wheatland Grinnell 6. Leading rusher finds the end zone on fourth and a yard. So a big play here on the two-point conversion try. Going to try to lock this game up under 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's going to be a four-wide set, two to each side of Trey Vincent in the shotgun set. It's going to be a man in motion. It's going to be a designed quarterback run, gets to the outside, and he is not going to make it as Detweiler made the stop prior to the goal line. So a big stop, keep the two off the board, but the Thunderhawks get their first touchdown. 4:52 to go, first quarter. Axtell 8, Wheatland Grinnell 6. The 8-man D2 state title game continues right after this.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca. The best place to be for cars and trucks and deals that'll save you money. All aboard for Honeyman Ford. The finest service you'll find. See us on Highway 36 or give us a call or a click online. HoneymanFord.com. Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
From Fisher Field in Newton, it's the 8-man Division II state championship game, the Axtell Eagles and the Wheatland Grinnell Thunderhawks. It's an 8-6 ball game right now with 4:52 to go in the opening quarter. Axtell with the slight two-point lead. Eagles got the ball first, drove it down, and got an 8-yard touchdown run from Isaac Detweiler. Wheatland Grinnell followed with an interception, and then two plays later, Axtell fumbled, and the Thunderhawks were able to capitalize on a fourth down play. Isaac Mendez, a 1-yard touchdown run, but the two-point conversion try fell short. So it's 8-6 in favor of Axtell, 4:52 to go in this opening quarter. So Mendez to approach, and he kicks this one away. High kick here to the near side. Schmelzley lets it bounce at the 10, picks it up, comes up to the 15, and then he falls down shy of the 20. So it's first and 10 at the 19-yard line, and that's where Axtell will take over with an 8-6 lead here in the first quarter. That Axtell fumble was their ninth fumble of the season and their eighth lost fumble of the season. Their 11th turnover on the year, so a team that doesn't turn it over a whole lot. Maybe once a game, if that. And obviously now the mistakes need to be limited with everything on the line here today. First and 10 at the 19. Detweiler takes the snap, keeps it himself, pulls his way forward for good yardage on first down to the 25. So on first and 10, Detweiler picks up a solid 7-yard gain there. And it's second down and 3, we'll call it. Under 4.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. We'll call Detweiler there for 7. Second down and a long 3 at the 26-yard line. There's a good snap, option right, and he is brought down in the backfield. Another TFL, tackle for loss, and that was a big play. Tyrell Chapin, the senior, 56 tackles entering today's game, and he takes down Detweiler in the backfield for a loss of 3 yards. So down back to the 23-yard line. So it's a loss of 4. Now third down and a long 7 coming up here for Axtell. So a big play with an 8-6 lead here in the first quarter. Detweiler takes the snap. Good pickup on the blitz by Brockstrom across the middle, and it's incomplete near midfield. It's Trey Vincent on the coverage as they were looking for Schmelzley across the middle. And now it's fourth down and 7. And Axtell backed up into their own territory here at the 23-yard line. They converted on 4th and 11 on the first drive that resulted in a touchdown, but this time They're back in their own territory here. We'll see what the play call is. Biggest play of the game to this point. 8-6 Axtell. 3:33 to go first quarter. 4th and 7. And Axtell's just going to punt this one away. So they lined up in a shotgun set. And Axtell boots it down to the 20. And it's going to trickle down to about the 19-yard line. And that's where Wheatland Grinnell will take over. 1st down and 10. So that was a big defensive stop there by Wheatland Grinnell's defense. And a chance to take the lead here on this drive. They're down 8-6, 3:24 to go first quarter. We've already seen two turnovers and a punt for two offenses that came into today averaging over 50 points per game. Wheatland Grinnell looking for their first state championship. Axtell looking for their first title since 93. 1st and 10, Wheatland Grinnell at the 19-yard line. Here's Mendez right up Broadway. He'll fall forward across the 20 down to the 23-yard line. So Mendez on 1st and 10 scraps up 4 yards, and it'll bring up 2nd down and 6.
Mendez, 5 carries for 16 yards today on the tackle. Isaac Detweiler.
Again, an absolutely beautiful day for championship football. A little breezy, sun is out, not many clouds in the sky. A lot of fans from both schools here celebrating today's accolade and hoping to rock it with a state title at the end of it. 2:45 to go. Here is Vincent on the keeper. Falls forward up to the 28-yard line. So another solid pickup for a gain of about 4, maybe 5. It'll bring up 3rd down and 1, just shy of the 30-yard line. So a gain of 5 there for Trey Vincent, the quarterback on the option keeper. So 3rd and 1 at the Wheatland Grinnell 28-yard line. Stacked lineup under center. They want to toss it here to the near side. It's Mendez. Follows his block. He has a 1st down up near the 35. So a good gain of 7 yards right there for Isaac Mendez. And it's a 1st down carry for Wheatland Grinnell up to the 35. In week one, it was all Axtell, 62-16 in this matchup, but Wheatland Grinnell has come out here in the first quarter and are hanging right around. 8-6 Axtell, under 2 minutes to go. Both teams have a turnover already. Caleb Dom, the center, he'll make the snap to Vincent. They throw a slant to the far side, caught, and then it is incomplete. They're going to say it's incomplete. Jeff Vincent looked like he had brought in the catch, and then he fumbled it off his knee, and it hit the turf. The Axtell fans were cheering for a fumble, potentially, but it's an incomplete pass, and it's going to bring up 2nd down and 10 from the Wheatland Grinnell 35. Clock stopped at 1:39. Axtell 8, Wheatland Grinnell 6. Eight-man D2 state title game. 2nd down and 10 at the 35, near side hash. Trey Vincent in the shotgun set. Mendez behind him to his right. 2 receivers to the near side. Looking far side. Shot downfield. It's in the air for a long time, and it falls incomplete. Jet Vincent, the intended receiver. Good coverage on the far side by Brandon Schmelsley. That brings up 3rd down and 10 at the 35. Rylan Bussing, a freshman, checks into the game here on this defensive play for the Eagles. Rylan contributing in a few games this season, hasn't played a whole lot. Has 21 total tackles, and he's in on this big 3rd down play. 3rd down and 10 at the 35-yard line of Wheatland Grinnell. Buck 34 left, opening quarter of the 8-man D2 state title game. Play action, Vincent rolling to his left. Strothman chasing after him. He decides to cut it upfield. He's going to be tackled shy of midfield. And out of bounds near the 38-yard line, so just a couple of yards. It's a gain of 3 by Trey Vincent, and it's going to bring up 4th down and 7 at the 38. So another big 4th down play here in this first quarter. So the Thunderhawks have it 4th and 7 at their own 38-yard line, trailing 8-6 with a minute 33 to go in this opening quarter. So Trey Vincent lines up in the shotgun set with 3 receivers here to the near side on 4th and 7. He takes the snap. They're going to go for it. They throw it downfield. It's picked off. Picked off at the 25 and up to the 32 and brought down there. It's Evan Bussing with the interception, and it's the second turnover forced by the Axtell defense, and the Eagles take over with a two-point lead with a minute 26 to go in the opening quarter. Evan Bussing, his second interception of the year, and a huge one there. And it was on a 4th-and-7 play. So now we've seen 3 turnovers here in the first quarter, 2 now by Wheatland Grinnell. Both of them have been interceptions. And now the Axtell Eagles take over, 1st-and-10 at their own 32. Detweiler, play action, throws it downfield. He's got a man down at the 20-yard line, right down the Broadway between the hash marks at the 20. It's Eli Brocksterman, the freshman. So it's a 28-yard pitch and catch from Detweiler to Brocksterman up the field. And just like that, it's going to be 1st-and-10 for the Eagles. At the 21-yard line between the hash marks. Big play there for Detweiler. And a little movement here on this drive to the 21-yard line. A minute to go in the first quarter. 1st-and-10. Detweiler, option keeper. Now pitching it to Schmelzley. Tripped up. Good open field tackle there by Ryan Heyer. That could have been a touchdown. That's a gain of 3 yards for Brandon Schmelzley. Inside the 20 to the 17-yard line, where it brings up second down and about a short 7, maybe a long 6 to go. 35 seconds, clock moving here, first quarter. Axtell 8, Wheatland Grinnell 6 here in the 8-man D2 state title game, but the Eagles offense on the move. Inside the red zone, Detweiler keeps it himself, and down he goes. He'll fall forward near the 15-yard line for a couple. We'll give him 2 to the 16, so it'll bring up 3rd down and a long 4. And that's going to be the final play, it looks like, of the first quarter as the Eagles and the Thunderhawks go to their respective sidelines. So 12 minutes in, 8-man Division II state title game. Axtell 8, Wheatland Grinnell 6. Second quarter action coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers, SureCrop Fertilizer wants to help you succeed in your farming operation. Call 800-635-4743 today to take advantage of great preseason discounts, volume discounts, and flexible financing options. SureCrop is top quality crop nutrition designed to enhance your crop nutrition program. SureCrop will give your crops a great start and continue to work for you right up until harvest time. Call SureCrop in Seneca today at 800-635-4743. Healthy crops give optimum yield. SureCrop Fertilizers in Seneca.
Go Eagles! That's what they say all the time at Porting Farms. They're a big Axtell Eagles supporter and enjoy watching and listening to the games. Thanks to the students, coaches, and teachers who are helping to achieve another great year for the Axtell Eagles from Porting Farms.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
First quarter down here in Newton, Fisher Field, 8-man Division II state title game. The Axtell Eagles leading the Wheatland Grinnell Thunderhawks by a score of 8-6. It was quite an entertaining first quarter. We had 3 turnovers. Each team had a touchdown. Axtell did have a punt in there as well, so each team had a handful of possessions. In the first quarter, we saw 2 interceptions thrown by Wheatland Grinnell. Axtell had a fumble in there that the Thunderhawks capitalized on with a touchdown. So a big 3rd down play here to start the second quarter. Detweiler keeps it himself, and he'll have a 1st down inside the 10. It'll be 1st and goal at the 6-yard line. It's a gain of 10 yards on 3rd and 5, and Detweiler moves the chains. Now 1st and goal for Axtell, and the Eagles look like they have an injury on the field. And that looks like Brandon Schmelzley, who is a little gimp, coming up on that play. That would be a huge loss for Axtell in this game, but he is certainly in pain right now. Brandon Schmelzley, the second leading rusher on the team. He's been a very big part and has already made a couple of big plays in this game. And they are checking him out on the field right now. Trying to put a little pressure. It looks like maybe the left ankle, trying to put some power on it. Certainly a little limp to his step right now, but crowd showing their support. We'll see if he stays in, talking to the training staff. And, of course, he wants to stay in there, so they're giving him a couple of minutes to kind of walk it off and see if he's ready to go. So if you're just joining us, 11:54 to go in the second quarter. Axtell leading Wheatland Grinnell by a score of 8-6. It looks like they will bring Schmelsley off the field, at least for the time being, but is at least looking a little bit better, putting some more weight, what appears to be on that left ankle. The Eagles are threatening to score. To extend their lead, they'll have it first and goal at the 6-yard line. But they're going to have to do it without Schmelsley, at least for this play. And Rylan Bussing has checked in. Saw him on defense in the last possession as well. So a freshman getting a little bit more PT here in a state title game. He'll line up on the left side. Two receivers out there to the left. First and goal at the 6 for the Eagles. Up 8-6 here early second quarter. Detweiler keeps it himself right. Guard bowls his way in across the goal line, and he's in for the touchdown. Follows his blocks and bangs the head forward to crawl across the goal line, and at 11:29 to go in this second quarter, Axtell extends their lead. It's now 14-6 as they'll try to go for two, and Schmelsley is right back into the game for this two-point conversion try. So Detweiler runs in his second touchdown here in the state title game. That's his 59th total touchdown of the year and his 27th rushing touchdown of the year. But Detweiler in the pistol set, takes the snap, design run, maybe looking down into the end zone. It is batted away, incomplete. So the two-point conversion try is no good. We'll step aside. 11:29 to go, first half. Axtell 14, Wheatland Grinnell 6. You're listening to the 8-man D2 state title game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Cinex lubricants with Cinex gift cards for gallons. You can earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 100 gallons of Cinex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases purchased between November 1st, 2021 through February 28th, 2022. See Ag Partners Cooperative for qualifying Cinex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply. And don't forget to ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Cinex Total Protection Plan. Proven durability, powered locally.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
11:29 to go in the first half. Axtell getting another touchdown from their quarterback, Isaac Detweiler. Two-point conversion try was no good. 11:29 to go second quarter. The Eagles leading Wheatland Grinnell by a score of 14-6 here in the 8-man Division II state title game. Kirk Kilman, Jacob Earls, I'm Brandon Tabman. Thanks for tuning in. All part of the broadcast team today. It's been a fun season. Capping it off here with the state title game with the Eagles and the Thunderhawks. So Detweiler set to tee this one up and kick off from left to right. Axtell's lead is back to 8. It's a low, short kick. And the up man's going to take it across the 30 to the 32. So the Thunderhawks, good field position. That's Ryan Heyer who took that one. And it's going to be first and 10 for the Thunderhawks at their own 32-yard line as Axtell leads 14-6 early in the second quarter. First quarter had 3 turnovers, 2 from Wheatland Grinnell. Axtell had a fumble as well. It was an 8-6 first quarter lead for Axtell. Just getting going in the second quarter. Axtell extending their lead on another Detweiler touchdown. So first and 10 for the Thunderhawks at their own 32-yard line. Shotgun set for the quarterback in Trey Vincent. Mendez in the backfield helping with the block. They'll take a shot downfield. It is caught inside the 20 and down to the 15-yard line. 32. Detweiler gets beat over the top. Down to the 15, so it's Jet Vincent for a gain of 34 yards. And now first and 10 for Wheatland Grinnell at the 15-yard line. So just like that, Thunderhawks looking to respond after the Axtell touchdown. Vincent under center. They give it to Mendez out of the straight eye formation. He'll fall forward down near the 10, maybe short of it at the 11. So it's a gain of 4 for Mendez to the 11-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 6 from there. So we've seen a couple of big pass plays from Trey Vincent to his brother Jet Vincent. Now you got to capitalize if you're the Thunderhawks. Axtell 14, Wheatland Grinnell 6. Early second quarter here in the 8-man D2 state title game. Thunderhawks, though, threatening to score inside the red zone. Vincent takes a low snap. Quick hitter to the right side. That one's caught at the 5 by Jeff Vincent near the goal line, and he is in. Touchdown, Wheatland Grinnell. 11-yard pitch and catch from Trey Vincent to Jeff Vincent. And at 10:15 to go in this first half, it's a 14-12 Axtell lead, and the Thunderhawks have a chance to tie it here with a two-point conversion try. So a big response by the Wheatland Grinnell offense. After Axtell extended their lead to 14-6, they come right back down the field, get a couple of big plays. Trey Vincent to Jet Vincent, and the touchdown pass 11 yards out. And now they line up to go for two to tie the ball game. Vincent in the gun, two receivers left. They throw it near side here. That is caught and brought down, and it's going to be short. And no good on the two-point conversion try. So Axtell continues to hold the lead right now. 10:15 to go, first half. Axtell 14, Wheatland Grinnell 12. We're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville wants you to know about their special program offered to teachers in Nemaha, Marshall, and Washington counties. It's called Debit for a Difference, and it offers grants that are funded through their members' use of their debit cards. Membership is not required to apply for a grant. Teachers, find out more about the Debit for a Difference program for Nemaha, Marshall, and Washington counties by contacting the Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
It was a quick three-play drive for the Thunderhawk offense. An 11-yard touchdown pass from Trey Vincent to Jet Vincent. Two-point conversion try was no good, so Axtell still holds the lead at 14-12, 10:15 to go in the first half here at the 8-man Division II state championship game. So Mendez set to kick this one away for the Thunderhawks from right to left. Schmelzley back deep to return for the Eagles. Good kick, kind of floats Detweiler to the far side. He turns around at the 10, brings it up here to the near side. Gets away from a tackle, gets up around the 20 and bowls his way forward to the 21-yard line, and that's where the Eagles take over first and 10 with 10:08 to go in the first half and leading Wheatland Grinnell 14-12. Both touchdowns for Axtell so far at the hands of Isaac Detweiler, Jet Vincent, and Isaac Mendez. The two touchdowns for Wheatland Grinnell. 14-12 Axtell, 10:08 to go first half. First and 10 Axtell at the 21-yard line. Detweiler dropping back. They want to set up the screen, tosses it. Schmelzley has it, trying to get to the outside, and that is read beautifully by the secondary on the far sideline. As Ryan Heyer was in there on the stop, Isaac Mendez as well, as Schmelzley is brought down for a loss of a yard, make it a loss of two back to the 19. And it brings up second down and 12 after the screenplay did not work for the Eagles offense. Again, well read by Mendez and Heyer on the far side to get that stop on Schmelzley on the designed screen pass. So second and 12 at the 19. Trips here to the near side. Ball is on the far side hash. Detweiler in the gun by himself. Takes the snap. Comes here to the near side. Caught by Brockstrom. Gets to the 30. Makes a move to the 35 and up to the 37-yard line. It's a gain of 18 yards and a first down. So Detweiler to Brockstrom. A gain of 18 on second and 12. And that's good to move the chains and a first down for the Eagles. Ball at the 37-yard line. Just shy of midfield. Axtell trying to respond after the Thunderhawks touchdown just a moment ago. 14-12 Axtell. Under 9 minutes to go here in the first half. Two receivers here near side. Detweiler takes the snap. Belt high. Standing tall in the pocket. Throws. Tipped and nearly intercepted at the 33-yard line. Trevin Humphreys, the junior defensive back, nearly made a spectacular catch for an interception, but it hits the turf incomplete. And it brings up second down and 10 as they were looking for Brockstrom out here on the near side. So it brings up second down and 10 at the 37-yard line. 3 yards shy of midfield. It'll send Evan Bussing and Schmelzley, receivers far side left. Brockstrom in the backfield with Detweiler. They fake it to him. Detweiler immediately having to roll out, and he has to throw it incomplete in the flat. Schmelzley was there, so a receiver was there, so it's not going to be intentional grounding, but good pursuit up front. Tyrell Chapin making Detweiler get rid of that one quickly to avoid a sack. And now it's third down and 10. Clock stopped at 8:45 here in the second quarter. Axtell 14, Wheatland Grinnell 12. Third down and 10, Axtell, their own 37-yard line. They'll run trips here to the near side. Detweiler in the gun by himself. Movement up front, and there's our first flag of the game. And it's going to be on Wheatland Grinnell. Nathan Volbrock, the guilty party, is going to be called for encroachment. So it's a big play, so it turns it from 3rd and 10 to 3rd and 5. So that puts it into Wheatland Grinnell territory at the 38-yard line. Makes it a little bit more manageable 3rd down here. 3rd and 5 at the 38-yard line with our first penalty of the game. Same formation. Trips here to the near side. Detweiler in the gun by himself. Takes a chest-high snap. Holds it. Looking. Stepping up in the pocket, near side, has a man thrown, caught at the 20, it's Brocksterman, and out of bounds there at the 19-yard line, it's a gain of 19, and a first down, as Detweiler found Brocksterman here on the near sideline for a 19-yard pitching catch. It's first and 10, call it at the 18-yard line, so it's a gain of 20 officially, on a big third and 5 play, Brocksterman, a 20-yard reception. And it sets up first and 10 at the Wheatland Grinnell 18-yard line. Axtell by 2, 14 to 12, 8:36 to go first half. Same formation. Detweiler with trips to the near side. Now he's going to tuck it, keeping himself. Makes a man miss. Gets to the 10. Gets to the 5 into the end zone for a third time in the first half. It's Isaac Detweiler, an 18-yard touchdown run. And at 8:29 to go first half, Axtell back in front, pushing that lead. They are back up 20-12 with a two-point conversion coming up. He made a man miss at about the 15 and was able to use his athleticism to get into the end zone for a third time. That is his 60th total touchdown of the year, his 28th rushing touchdown of the year. Detweiler, they run a reverse. How about a reverse pass? It's going to be Schmelzley, keeps it, and then it's popped into the end zone, no good, and a flag is thrown. It's going to be an illegal forward pass, it looked like, because they were looking for kind of a reverse pass trick play here on the two-point conversion try. Schmelzley was falling down and might have illegally thrown it forward. Illegal forward pass, penalties declined, so no harm for Wheatland Grinnell as they hold the 2 points. And that's big because they've done that twice to keep it within a one-touchdown game. So obviously that's a big play not getting the two because you could have gone up two possessions. So at 8:29 to go, first half, Axtell 20, Wheatland Grinnell 12. We're back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been in business manufacturing high-quality doors and cabinets since 1989. High-quality components and local quality workmanship team up to produce top-quality, long-lasting cabinets and doors. Go to their website, kochnco.com, to find details about all the products they offer. That's kochnco.com, Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha. Proud supporters of local athletes, schools, and events.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
.829 to go, first half, 20-12, Axtell by 8. After the third touchdown run of the half by Isaac Detweiler, short kick, good tackle in the open field by Schmelzley. But once again, the Thunderhawks will have pretty good field position to begin this drive. Isaac Detweiler, 69 rushing yards, 3 touchdowns here in the first half. They've missed 2 out of their 3 two-point conversion tries, which has kept it at a single-score game for the entire half so far. So it's first and 10 at the 27-yard line for the Thunderhawk offense, trailing now Axtell 20-12 with 8:23 to go in the first half. They'll send a receiver to the far side right, two left, as it's Trey Vincent, the quarterback, in the gun with Mendez behind him. They toss it to Mendez. Now they bring it to Jet Vincent on a reverse to the far side, has a blocker, and out of bounds. We'll see where they mark him out. So positive yards, but well defended there by Axtell on the far side. It's a gain of 3 yards up to the 30, and it's going to bring up second down and 7 after the 3-yard run by Jet Vincent on the reverse. 8-point lead for Axtell in the second quarter, 20-12, 8:17 to go first half. Isaac Detweiler, all three touchdowns on the ground for the Eagles. Two receivers near side, one to the far side. Chest high snap to Vincent, tossing it here to the near side. That's Humphreys, makes a man miss, and then it looks like it is Evan Bussing that brings him down up near the 34-yard line, so it's a gain of 4 yards to Humphreys. From Vincent, now it brings up third down and 3, just shy of the 35-yard line. So a big third down play for the Axtell defense. Ball at the 34-yard line, near side hash. They'll send two receivers far side right. It's Humphreys, one of the two that's out there. There's a low snap. There's the give to Mendez. He'll have the first down and out of bounds. Just shy of midfield at the 39. So we needed 3 and he picked up 5. And it's first down and 10, just shy of midfield. As Mendez has another first down run for the Thunderhawks. So first and 10, near side hash, just shy of midfield at the 39-yard line. 20-12 Axtell here in the 8-man D2 state title game. 7:28 to go first half. Vincent under center, I formation. Generic handoff to Mendez over the right guard. Bulls his way into Axtell territory down to the 36-yard line, maybe the 37. They'll give him a gain of 5 yards, it looks like. So between a 4 and 5 yard pickup there. So we'll call it second down and a long 5. Now back into Axtell territory is Wheatland Grinnell at the 34-yard line. Clock under 7 minutes to go. It's an 8-point lead for Axtell. Wheatland Grinnell driving. Toss, Mendez, right side, gets the edge, has a first down, a little bit more, and taken down from behind by the Black Brocksterman for a first down. So inside the 30 to the 27, so it's a gain of 10 for Mendez and a first down. We've got a good one here. We've seen 3 turnovers between the two teams. Wheatland Grinnell's thrown a couple of interceptions. Axtell had a fumble in the first quarter. And every time that Axtell has scored their last couple of touchdowns, Wheatland Grinnell has found a way to respond and keep the game close. Vincent under center takes the snap. They want to give it to Mendez, and he's brought down in the backfield by Owen Stroffman. Stroffman makes a nice play getting off his block and getting to Mendez quickly. It's no gain on the play, maybe even lost a half a yard, but back to the line of scrimmage. Now second down and 10 from the 27-yard line. So Owen Stroffman, of course, a big junior on the defensive line, leads the team in tackles for loss, and he lost a half yard, so you can tack on another TFL there. Big play for Stroffman. Second down, we'll call it a long 10 at the 27-yard line. 20-12, Axtell by 8. Vincent, low snap, fakes. Man chasing after him is Dieters. Has some room. He's hit hard at the 25 and pushed out of bounds by Schmelsley. So another good play defensively, keeping the gain at a minimal level. So it's a gain of 2 to the 25, and it'll bring up third down and 8 for the Thunderhawks here, down 20-12 with under 5:40 to go in the first half. Quick sub comes into the game for Wheatland Grinnell. That is Trevin Humphreys, who comes back into the game. Trey Benson has been very good orchestrating the offense here in the first half. They will send a receiver far side right. That's Jet Vincent. Two receivers tucked up near side. Ball on the near side hash. Shotgun set. Vincent takes a low snap. Quickly to Jet's way. It's caught. Gets away from one, and he's going to have a first down. just shy of the 15 at the 16, so it's a gain of 9. And Jet Vincent's made some big-time catches here in the first half. That one, 9 yards, and it moves the chains. First and 10, Wheatland-Grinnell now down inside the 20-yard line of Axtell at the 16. It's a much different ball game than we saw in week one. It's a much different Thunderhawks team. So first and 10 at the Axtell 16 for Wheatland-Grinnell. Axtell 20, Thunderhawks 12. Coming up on 5 minutes to go in the first half. Isaac Mendez bowls his way down. He's hit by Rylan Bussing, the freshman, and then spun forward inside the 15. And he is down to the 12-yard line for a 4-yard gain for Mendez. And that brings up second down and 6 at the 12-yard line. Clock now at 4:45 here in the first half of play, with Axtell leading 20-12. See if the Thunderhawks can respond and potentially tie the game late in the first half. Play fake. Mendez rolling to his right, or correction, that's Vincent, and he's brought down in the backfield. Good defense on the far side. It looks like it was Schmelzley, or maybe that might have been Strothman. I think it was Strothman who made the play. And it's a loss of a yard. It'll go down as a quarterback sack. Back to the 17 for a loss of 1, or a correction back to the 13 from the 12. So it's third down and 7 at the 13-yard line after the quarterback sack by Strothman, his third sack of the season. Clock stopped at 4:21. Here in the second quarter, Axtell leading 20-12, but Thunderhawks driving. Two receivers right, one left. Trey Vincent takes the snap. They want to run a fake. Jet Vincent here on the reverse. Big block there, and he's going to have the edge, and he's tripped out. He's going to be close to the first down mark. We'll see if he got it near the out-of-bounds marker inside the 10. And he's going to be shy, so it's 4th and 2. It's a gain of 5 on the reverse by Jet Vincent. And now 4th down and 2 coming up at the 8-yard line, and we get a timeout. So the biggest play in the game to this point, 4th and 2 at the 8-yard line, Axtell leading 20-12, 4:12 to go until the end of the first half. We'll step aside, back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wanklin Oil Company is a family-owned business and has been serving the area since 1926. They offer their customers a wide range of products and services. Propane services include above-ground or underground tank installation, propane cylinder exchange for grills and even forklifts, diesel, gas, and oil products too. Go to their website to see all their services and products at wanklinoil.com or give them a call, Frankfort, Kansas, 785-292-4710. Wanklin Oil Company, your propane and refined fuels company.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Welcome back to Fisher Field in Newton. 8-man Division II state title game here today on a beautiful late November Saturday. We got 4:12 to go in the first half. Axtell with a 20-12 lead here on Wheatland-Grinnell. But the Thunderhawks have 4th down and 2 coming up at the Axtell 8-yard line. The biggest play in the game to this point coming up right now out of this timeout. Axtell fans getting up. 4th and 2 from the 8-yard line. A 4 wide receiver set. Here's the snap. They want to run a reverse. It's Mendez. Detweiler can't get him. A flag is thrown, and it's a first down run inside the 5. But the flag was thrown. We'll see what the penalty marker is. Detweiler forced him out, but not until he got it for the first down. So a couple of flags there. The officials huddled up here on the near side. It's a big call. The carry was good enough for the first down inside the 5. So they're coming over here to talk with Eric Detweiler here. So they're going to see what we got with the penalty here. It's a big one. Second flag of the game. We'll see what the call is. Illegal shift is the call. And then a hold as well. So there was 2 penalties there So they decline the illegal shift, and they accept the holding penalty. So on fourth and two, a monster holding penalty really hurts Wheatland Grinnell, and it takes them back to the 18-yard line, and now they're looking at fourth and 12. What would have been first and goal inside the five now turns into fourth and 12 back to the 18-yard line. So that is a monster, monster drive killer. And now the Thunderhawks have work to do to keep the drive alive. Here the Axtell fans right under me. Good crowd on hand for both teams here today. Thunderhawks break the huddle. Fourth and 12 from the Axtell 18. Axtell holding a 20 to 12 lead late here in the first half. Trips to the right. Trey Vincent in the gun. Takes a low snap. Pulls it up high. Now rolling to his right. He's looking downfield. Wants to run. He's wrapped and he throws it as he's being brought down. The flag is thrown late. It's got to be an illegal forward pass. We saw it earlier in the ball game as well. It looked like it was Brockstrom who made the play. Illegal forward pass. Who would have thought we'd see that penalty twice? Penalties declined. It's a turnover on downs, and the Eagles take over. With 3:33 to go in the first half and leading 20-12 against Wheatland Grinnell. So that is a huge play in this second quarter. So Axtell now with the ball back and an 8-point lead and plenty of time. 3:33 and all three timeouts remaining. Ball at the 18-yard line, first and 10. Now we get a whistle. It's going to be a penalty against Axtell. So false start against Axtell, so it's going to go from first and 10 to first and 15 back to the 13-yard line.
Good description, good action description there as to what went wrong on the play as to why that was an illegal procedure for false start.
So it drops Axtell back to the 13-yard line, first and 15. 3:33 to go in the first half. Axtell leading 20-12 here in the state title game. Detweiler back to pass. Time across the middle. That's caught. Looks like Evan Bussing across the 25 and maybe up to the 27-yard line. So it's a gain of 14 yards. It's going to bring up second down and one as it was Grady Bussing. Correction. Or no, that was Evan Bussing on the reception, the junior, his 12th catch of the year. And it's good for 14 yards out to the 27-yard line. So second down and one after the 14-yard pitching catch from Detweiler to Evan Bussing. Detweiler in the pocket. He's being chased, and down he goes. He is down. He's going to lose a yard. Tyrell Chapin makes the sack. It's going to be a loss of a yard. Now it brings up third down and two. This defensive front for the Thunderhawks has been aggressive, and they have made some good plays here in the first half. Chapin, the senior, leads the team in forced fumbles, and now that was his 10th sack of the season. And now it's third and two at the 26-yard line, clock at 2:22 on the move. We're in the second quarter. Detweiler, hard count. Takes the snap, keeps it himself, and is able to fight forward for a first down across the 30 to the 32. So it's a gain of four and a first down for Detweiler and Co. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Axtell on the move, leading 20-12 against Wheatland Grinnell. Meade knocked off Little River 22-14 in the D1 title game earlier today here on this very same field. Axtell trying to get one themselves. There is a blitz, and that is a quarterback sack. Mendez pulling a Troy Polamalu-type play where he read the snap and jumped through the line, and it's a big loss on the play of six back to the 31-yard line, or that's all the way back inside the 30. It's going to bring up second down and 16 now at the 26-yard line. An incredible play by the 5'10 senior Isaac Mendez. So the clock is still moving. We're down to 70 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Second and 16, Detweiler down the middle. He's got his man. It's Brockstrom. It's a first down into Wheatland Grinnell territory to the 36-yard line. 5-yard line. So he needed 16. And the pass to Brockstrom goes for 18 yards. And another first down, and we get a timeout on the field. 59 seconds to go until halftime. Axtell 20, Wheatland Grinnell 12. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you been living in a house with a small bathroom that you've wanted to make larger for years? Do you have a laundry room that is difficult to work in every time you do a load of laundry? Do you have ideas or do you want some ideas? Well, Hilltop Creations can help you with those dreams. Lynn and Gail can tell you how much space you would need for a new shower, cabinets, or countertops. Call Hilltop Creations at 336-3142. Let Lynn and Gail help you with a new vision for a more workable space.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Welcome back to our coverage of the 8-man Division II state title game from Fisher Field in Newton. 59 seconds to go until halftime. Axtell leading Wheatland Grinnell 20-12. Eagles picking up a big first down prior to the timeout. They're in Thunderhawks territory at the 36-yard line with a fresh set of downs, first and 10. Again, 59 seconds to go until halftime. Axtell still with two timeouts. Trying to extend on their lead. They're up 8 currently. Detweiler in the gun by himself. A 3-wide set. 2 to the near side. Takes a chest-high snap. Steps up in the pocket across the middle. That is caught. And near a first down at the 25, down to the 24. That was Grady Bussing on the catch. He gets about 12 yards on the play and good enough for a first down. So Grady Bussing with a nice catch. The sophomore tight end. That moves the chains. It's inside the 25 at the Thunderhawks 24. First and 10. Moving quickly, Detweiler, pitch, Schmelzley, and he is upended at the 25. He's going to lose a yard. That's a heck of a play by Trevin Humphreys, the junior, and it's going to be a loss of a yard. Second down and 11 coming up from the 25, and we get another timeout by Axtell. 35 seconds to go until halftime. Axtell 20, Wheatland Grinnell 12, back in another 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Christmas season, loading. Enjoy faster internet this Christmas. Get a $100 Blue Valley bill credit or pass that credit along as a gift for a hard-to-buy-for loved one. Offer applies to new customers or speed upgrades only. Give your family the gift of an internet upgrade. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net. Merry Christmas from your friends at Blue Valley.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, welcome back. Let's get you dialed in where we're at here in the 8-man D2 state title game. Approaching halftime, we got 35 seconds left here in the second quarter. Axtell leading Wheatland Grinnell by a score of 20-12. Eagles have the ball. They have it second down and the long 10. They lost maybe a half yard on that last play prior to the timeout, but we'll call it second down and 10. At the 24-yard line with 35 seconds to go in Thunderhawks territory. Man in motion, Brockstrom in motion to the far side. Detweiler takes the snap, looking, has time, steps up in the pocket, throws it downfield, and it's incomplete near the goal line. Looks like it was Evan Bussing he was looking for near the goal line, and it sailed over him incomplete. Stops the clock at 30 seconds. And now it's going to be third down and 10 at the Thunderhawks 24-yard line. We'll see what happens here. What the play call is Isaac over at the sideline talking to his dad Eric getting the play call here. Big play once again. Third and 10 at the Thunderhawks 24-yard line with 30 seconds to go here until halftime. Axtell leads by 8 at 20-12. Trips left. Detweiler in the gun by himself. Takes a good snap. Looking left. Now has to scramble. Throws it downfield and that is nearly incomplete. Or it's nearly intercepted, but it falls incomplete. Vincent on the back end nearly came up with an interception, so it falls incomplete with 24 seconds left until halftime. Now Axtell facing fourth down and 10 from the Thunderhawks 24-yard line. Wheatland Grinnell still has a pair of timeouts themselves. They will get the ball to start the second half because Axtell won the toss and took the ball to start the game. So a big fourth down play once again. Fourth and 10 from the 24. Four wide, two to each side. Detweiler takes the snap, looks left. Now down the middle, back left. Throws it downfield over his receiver, and it looks to be incomplete. Nearly picked off in the end zone, but it's good. It fell incomplete because Wheatland Grinnell gets better field position, so it's a turnover on downs. And now Wheatland Grinnell takes over with 19 seconds left and two timeouts at their own 24-yard line. So it's been a bizarre first half, and now let's see how aggressive Wheatland Grinnell gets here. With two timeouts, 19 seconds to go, they're on their half of the field, trailing 20-12 here against Axtell. So they put four wide out there, two to each side, ball near side hash. Trey Vincent lifts the right leg, takes a low snap, picks it up off the turf. Quick pass here to the near side, incomplete. Looking for Jet Vincent. Stops the clock at 15 seconds, brings up second down and 10. So right now down on the defensive front, Grant Bussing, Owen Strothman down there. Rylan Bussing is checked back into the game. So once again, same formation. Four wide, two to each side of Vincent. Ball near side hash, second and 10 from their own 24 with 15 seconds left. They run a sweep. It's Mendez, has a lot of room and breaks away, gets to midfield, makes another man miss, and down all the way to the 30 and down to the 29-yard line. So it's a gain of 27 yards by Isaac Mendez on the reverse, and it stops the clock with 6 seconds left. And we get a timeout by the Thunderhawks, so they're going to have a shot at the end zone here with Axtell leading 20-12, 6 seconds to go until halftime. We'll pause for 30, back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life.
See David Hutless, your Shelter Insurance agent in Seneca.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, 6 seconds to go until halftime. Let's get you caught up. Axtell leading Wheatland Grinnell 20-12. A huge play just moments ago by Isaac Mendez, setting up the Thunderhawks at the Axtell 29-yard line. And a shot at the end zone here right before halftime after Axtell on their last possession ended up turning it over on downs. So here we go from the 29 with 6 seconds to go until halftime. Mendez moves in motion. Vincent's going to chuck one downfield. It is caught inside the five, but it falls incomplete as Detweiler put a hit on Humphreys. And there's still 1 second left. So they're going to have one more shot at the end zone. That was an incredible defensive play by Detweiler, knocking that ball loose inside the five. The play took just 5 seconds. Now it's just a second to go. It's 20-12 Axtell. Wheatland Grinnell is going to have one more shot at the end zone until we get to halftime here. Let's see what they draw up. Four wide set, two to the near side right, two far side left. Trey Vincent in the gun by himself. Takes a chest-high snap. Play fake. Now rolling. Wants to take a shot. Needs to get it to the end zone. It's going to come up short, incomplete, and we're at halftime. A very entertaining first half here at the 8-man D2 state title game. Our score, Axtell 20, Wheatland Grinnell 12. Halftime show coming up next, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. You want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Axtell by 8, our halftime coverage begins next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, is your hometown full-service bank. When you invest locally with the Axtell Branch, you do business with people you know. Your money stays in the community, and your funds are easily accessible. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services provided. State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the local community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist.
You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
When you want tires, you want top brands at rock bottom prices. So in the Houlton area, you gotta get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. The others with a similar name are not the same. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much. For unbeatable prices and unbeatable service, head to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 5 minutes west of Houlton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Tires.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
We're at the half here at the 8-man D2 state title game in Newton. The Axtell Eagles leading the Wheatland Grinnell Thunderhawks by a score of 20-12. Thanks for tuning in. Brandon Tadman with you. Jacob Earls helping out as well. Kirk Kilman back in our studios behind the ones and twos, keeping us locked in and on the air. Let's kind of get you caught up on the breakdown of the first half. Well, Axtell won the toss, took the ball. They've done that multiple times this year. They drove down, converted on a 4th-and-11 on that opening drive, and finished it off with a touchdown run by Isaac Detweiler from 8 yards out. They put up the 2-point conversion, and at 7:52 to go in the first quarter, they led 8-0. Wheatland Grinnell's first possession ended with a turnover as a interception was thrown by Trey Vincent. Axtell got the ball right back with all the momentum, and then Detweiler ends up fumbling just a couple plays into that drive. Wheatland Grinnell got it right back, and they capitalized on a fairly short field with a Isaac Mendez 1-yard touchdown run. 2-point conversion try was no good, so Axtell's lead was 8-6 at the 4:52 mark in the first quarter. Axtell got it back, and they were forced to punt. Wheatland Grinnell came back with their second turnover of the first quarter as they threw another interception, and that's where the first quarter ended with Axtell leading 8-6. After that interception by Wheatland Grinnell early in the second quarter, Detweiler again, 6-yard touchdown run. They added the 2-point conversion try was no good that time. And the lead after that touchdown run early in the second quarter was 14-6 at the 11:29 mark. Wheatland Grinnell came right back. Trey Vincent to Jet Vincent, an 11-yard touchdown pass. 2-point conversion was no good. So Axtell's lead was still 2 at 10:15 to go in the second quarter. That was a quick 3-play touchdown drive for Wheatland Grinnell. And then Axtell again, another touchdown, an 18-yard run by Detweiler again, made it 20-12 with 8:29 to go in the first half. And then after that, we had a Wheatland Grinnell turnover on downs. We had an Axtell turnover on downs. And then Wheatland Grinnell had a shot in Axtell territory, a Hail Mary to the end zone. As time expired, it fell incomplete. And that's where we are at the half with Axtell leading Wheatland Grinnell by a score of 20-12. We'll step aside, take another timeout. We'll have some first half stats right after this.
What do people like most, you think, about the experience of getting a new vehicle here at Holt House?
People like having one person that they deal with. When you go in the paperwork office, in the finance office, you get to deal with Stephanie, and we don't have any admin fees, no doc fees, none of that crazy stuff a lot of other places have. So it's pretty straightforward and honest, and we just try to be upfront about it. I get a lot of good feedback from those things.
Our name is a great
online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here. at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome back. Our coverage here, the 8-man Division II state title game from Fisher Field in Newton. The Axtell Eagles leading the Wheatland-Grinnell Thunderhawks 20-12. Here at the half. Let's get you caught up on some first half stats. We'll start with Axtell. They had 86 rushing yards on 20 carries, good for 4.3 yards per carry. They also had 128 passing yards, so total yards 214 for Axtell in the first half. Wheatland-Grinnell had 100 yards rushing on 22 carries, good for 4.5 yards per carry, and they also had 90 passing yards as well, so 190 total yards for Wheatland-Grinnell in the first half. Both teams had turnovers in the first quarter. Wheatland-Grinnell threw two interceptions in the first quarter. Axtell had a fumble, so three combined turnovers between the two teams. Two penalties, 15 yards for Wheatland-Grinnell, just one penalty, 5 yards for Axtell in the first half. So let's go to some individual numbers. Isaac Detweiler has all three touchdowns on the ground for the Eagles. 8 of 15 passing for 128 yards, and then the 66 yards rushing for him on the ground with those three touchdowns. Brandon Schmelzley, the only other player out of the backfield for Axtell, with a carry in the first half. He had 4 carries for 20 yards. And mentioned, of course, Detweiler, 8 of 15 passing for 128 yards. Schmelzley, 3 catches for 47 yards. Eli Brockstrom, though, the leading receiver, 3 catches for 55 yards. Evan Bussing has a catch for 14 yards. Grady Bussing has a catch for 12 yards as well. Wheatland-Grinnell, their quarterback Trey Vincent, 5 of 13 passing for 90 yards. Isaac Mendez, the leading rusher, 15 carries, 81 yards, and a touchdown. And then Trey Vincent, with his 90 yards passing, had an 11-yard touchdown to his brother Jet Vincent, who has led the way on the outside in the receiving corps. Jet Vincent, 4 catches for 86 yards and a touchdown. Trey Humphreys also had a catch for 4 yards as well. But the damage has been done with Jet Vincent through the air. 4 catches, 86 yards, and a touchdown. And again, they had 2 penalties and 2 turnovers in the first half. Axtell 20, Wheatland-Grinnell 12. Halftime coverage continues after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Life Care Center in Seneca is a great place to work. Their average employee has been with them 10 years plus. Right now they have a hiring bonus available and you'll find increased wages. They pay an incentive of $110 for COVID vaccine completion and they pay for your flu shots. Most of their positions have flexible schedules. Life Care Center in Seneca is hiring right now. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. That's 785-336-3528.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasasa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasasa.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
Are you ready?
city for a great deal. A money-saving party.
Football is the game everyone wants to win. At Honeyman Ford, we'll make you a winner with the best deals on all the new Super Duty and F-150 trucks. Honeyman Ford sacks the competition with savings. Your Blue Oval certified dealer is Honeyman Ford on Highway 36 in Seneca or online at honeymanford.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Continuing our halftime coverage about 5 or 10 minutes or so, probably before we get the second half underway here from Fisher Field in Newton. As Axtell leads Wheatland Grinnell 20-12. Again, a very entertaining first half between these two teams. These two, of course, met week one with Axtell winning big 62-16. But this is a much different Thunderhawks team in late November as they were to start the year in early September. Of course, all the other state games pretty much wrapped up to this point. This is the final one going on. Of course, the 8-man D1 title game was played prior here on this field, and it was Meade beating Little River 22-14 in what was seemed to be a very, very good ball game between those two. So Meade, your 8-man D1 state champions, knocking off Little River earlier today on this field. Again, 22-14 was that final. Again, going through some of the other scores as well in Class 2A, no surprise, Rossville winning another state title. They took care of Beloit by a final score of 35-12. So Rossville, the 2A state champs. Of course, I had the Olpe-Centralia game last year. Olpe won their state championship game today as well. So Olpe keeping their winning streak alive, and a second consecutive state title for the Olpe Eagles as they won in Class 1A. Blue Valley Northwest knocked off Derby in Class 6A. They won that game by 20, maybe a little surprising on the score there, but a big win for Blue Valley Northwest as they are the 6A state champs, and they knocked off the Derby Panthers. Class 4A, it was all Andale as they won big, or I should say Andale with Class 3A, won big over Frontenac. Of course, Frontenac knocked out Holton last week in the sub-state round, but it was all Andale, and maybe pound for pound the best team in the state, you could argue, for any classification, but Andover puts it to Frontenac, winning that game by 50-plus points. The Olpe final against Inman was 35-6. We had mentioned the other 8-man game as well, and then Olpe, of course, winning 1A. Rossville secures 2A. Andale secures 3A. It was, I believe, St. James Academy who wins 4A. That was their second consecutive state title. Andale's won three in a row, four since 2014. Rossville won their second straight state title. That was their fifth since 2014. Third for Olpe in Class 1A since 2014, but they've also gone back-to-back. How about Mill Valley in 5A? They've now won three in a row and have won five in the last 6 years. And for Blue Valley Northwest, shout-out to them. That was their first-ever state championship and knocking off the juggernaut. That is Derby. So those are your state champions, and we still got one more to crown here this afternoon. It's Axtell 20 and Wheatland Grinnell 12 as we get set second half. We'll take one final timeout. Second half coming your way next. The 8-man D2 state title game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers, SureCrop Fertilizers in Seneca, Kansas are ready to work for you. Take advantage today of great preseason and truckload discounts as well as flexible financing options. Balance your crop's nutritional needs and plan your farm's success. Balanced crops are healthy crops. Healthy crops are optimum yields. Call 800-635-4743 today to get your crops off to a great start. SureCrop, 800-635-4743.
Fuel your vehicle and your school with Ag Partners Co-op. Through the end of the year, Ag Partners Co-op will be donating a portion of sales from every gallon sold at their Card Troll locations to benefit local schools. Ag Partners Card Troll locations include Axtell, Corning, Denton, Powhatan, Robinson, Seneca, and Willis. Funds from those locations will be donated to schools in those areas. Need a patron fuel card? Call the office at 785-336-6153 and choose option 2. Fuel your vehicle and your school with Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville wants you to know about their special program offered to teachers in Nemaha, Marshall, and Washington counties. It's called Debit for a Difference, and it offers grants that are funded through their members' use of their debit cards. Membership is not required to apply for a grant. Teachers, find out more about the Debit for a Difference program for Nemaha, Marshall, and Washington counties by contacting the Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been a leader in the manufacturing of high-quality cabinets and doors since 1989. They're always looking to add quality employees to their current dedicated staff. If you'd like to explore the benefits and job opportunities available, go to their website, cookandcompany.com. Many benefits are offered, and there's always room for workers that have a high appreciation for producing quality. American-made products. Go to cookandcompany.com to find out more. Cook & Company. Manufacturing doors and cabinets in Seneca and Hiawatha.
Fuel and propane delivered to you. That's one of the many services of Wankland Oil Company. Let their family serve yours with Sinclair Diesel, gas or propane you need at your location. Competitive prices and great service is what Wankland Oil has been delivering in this area since 1926. Go to their website to see all their services and products at wanklandoil.com or give them a call in Frankfort at 785-292-4710. Wankland Oil Company, headquartered in Frankfort, where they've had the energy since 1926.
The kitchen is where most families spend most of their time making a great meal or gathering around to talk. You want a kitchen that's workable for the family and one you can be proud of. Hilltop Creations in Seneca can help you. If you have a budget in mind, they'll stay within your means. Call Lynn and Gail and let them show you some ideas on how you can have the kitchen of your dreams. Call Hilltop Creations today at 336-3142 and start planning for your new dream kitchen.
Christmas season, loading. Enjoy faster internet this Christmas. Get a $100 Blue Valley bill credit or pass that credit along as a gift for a hard-to-buy-for loved one. Offer applies to new customers or speed upgrades only. Give your family the gift of an internet upgrade. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net. Merry Christmas from your friends at Blue Valley.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life.
See David Hutless, your Shelter Insurance agent in Seneca.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, welcome back to the 8-man Division II state championship game from Fisher Field in Newton. Axtell leading Wheatland Grinnell 20-12 as we're getting set now for the start of the second half. Axtell won the opening toss, took the ball, scored on their opening drive, so Wheatland Grinnell will have the luxury of getting the ball to start the second half of play. Detweiler teeing it up in between the hash marks. At the 30, kicking off from right to left, as Wheatland Grinnell will work offensively here from left to right in the third quarter. So Humphreys and Mendez back to receive, and Detweiler kicks it, line drive right into the hands of Humphreys at the 10-yard line. Comes here to the near sideline, gets to the 20, hits there, and out of bounds he goes around the 22. That's where Wheatland Grinnell will begin their first drive of the second half. First down and 10, they'll get him at the 23-yard line. And so the Thunderhawks, first and 10, down 20-12. We'll get going here in the third quarter. Thunderhawks looking for their first state title. Axtell looking for their first state championship since 1993. The Eagles right now lead by 8 as we start the second half. So the Thunderhawks, first and 10 at their own 23-yard line, near side hash. A receiver to each side, Mendez the running back, Vincent under center. Takes the snap, they give it to Mendez left side, makes a man miss. He'll fall forward across the 25 and to the 26-yard line for a gain of 3. And it'll bring up second down and 7 after Mendez, leading rusher in the first half. One of the Thunderhawks picks up 3 on first and 10. Clock on the move, 11:35 to go, third quarter, just getting going. Second down and 7 at the 26-yard line for the Thunderhawks. Closer to the near side hash. Vincent again under center with the receiver split each side. Mendez in the backfield. Straight drop back. Tipped at the line of scrimmage and nearly a disastrous play that could have been intercepted. But Owen Strothman blocks that one down at the line of scrimmage. Incomplete. And that brings up third down and 7 play coming up. The 26-yard line early on here in the third quarter. So can the Eagles get a quick stop here on defense to start the second half? Much different Wheatland Grinnell team we've seen here today than the first matchup back in September. So the Thunderhawks here, what do they draw up on third and 7 from their own 26? A receiver far side left, a receiver near side right, Mendez in the backfield, as Vincent will go under center. Take the snap, play fake, now rolling to his left, being chased. Strothman coming back here to the near side. Strothman lays the wood, and it's an incomplete pass across the middle of the field. Strothman put the wood on an offensive lineman there, coming on the near side, chasing Trey Vincent down, and the pass is incomplete. And it brings up fourth down and 7 from the 26-yard line. The Eagles defense coming up big here early on in the third quarter. And it looks like Axtell forcing the stop. Looks like Thunderhawks are in punt formation. So this is Vincent to punt it away, and he'll kick it away. Detweiler lets it bounce. He's going to have a return. Takes it to the 25, and he lost the football, but it rolls out of bounds. Fortunate, and now a flag comes in late on the back end. So now we got to see what the penalty flag is. What could have been a disastrous play for the Eagles, but let's check the penalty. It's going to be a block in the back against Axtell on the return. So it's a 10-yard penalty at the end of the run. So it's still Axtell ball, but they'll march back 10 yards, and it'll be at the 20-yard line, first and 10. So first and 10 Eagles as their defense gets a stop to start the second half. First and 10, Axtell, it's their own. So here's Detweiler, takes the snap, cuts it up on the option, keeps it himself, gets to the 25, up near the 26-yard line for a gain of 6 on first and 10. It'll bring up second down and 4 at the 26-yard line. So Axtell with the lead and the ball early third quarter, 20-12 is the score. Clock now under 10:40. Here in the third quarter, just getting going. Axtell's defense held Wheatland Grinnell 3 and out, and they had to punt it away on their opening drive of the third quarter. Now it's Axtell's turn, first time here in the third quarter. They got it 2nd and 4 from their own 26. Detweiler takes the snap, fakes, keeps it himself. Another design quarterback keeper, and he is pushed back. He's going to be close to the first down mark. He might be a yard shy at the 29. So it's a gain of 3 for Detweiler, and it brings up third down and maybe a half yard to go. There's not been many games this year where the Eagles have had to play a competitive second half. Their playoff game against Hanover a few weeks ago, that was a game that was close up until the fourth quarter, but Axtell was able to pull away and win by 26 outside of that. And then their matchup with Hanover in week 4. Outside of that, Axtell has had the luxury of beating teams down, but that's not the case. They're going to have to win a tight one here today. Third down and a half yard. Detweiler surveys the line, falls forward. He'll have it. So across the 30 to the 32-yard line for a gain of 3 for Detweiler and an Axtell first down. So they are certainly trying to eat up a little bit of clock here on this drive, taking their time and out of the huddles. 9:20, clock moving here in the third quarter. Axtell leads 20-12. They'll send two receivers right. It is Schmelzley in the backfield with Detweiler in the gun between the hash marks. First and 10. There's a quick snap. Mendez nearly made a great play in the backfield, but Detweiler is able to get a few yards out of the play across the line of scrimmage up to the 35, so it's a gain of 3. And it brings up second down and 7 now at the 35-yard line. So we've seen Vincent, or I should say Mendez, a couple of times defensively for the Thunderhawks. time the snap and kind of break through the offensive line to make a play in the backfield. That time Detweiler made a nice move to get away from him and turn what a would have been probably a two-yard loss into a three-yard gain. Second and seven from the 35. It's Detweiler again following his blocks. Gets to midfield into Thunderhawks territory down to the 47-yard, or I should say the 37-yard line, and it looks like it's just enough for a first down. So he needed 6 yards, and he got seven on the play. So into Thunderhawks territory at the 38-yard line. Clock at 8:15, moving here in the third quarter. Wheelinger-Dell got the ball to start the second half, had to punt it away. Now the Eagles working on their first drive of the third quarter. Taking a little bit of time off, and they lead it by 8 at 20-12. So they'll send two receivers to the far side right, empty side left, and it's just Schmelzley behind Detweiler in the pistol. Takes a snap, and then he stumbles at the line of scrimmage, falls forward, and is going to salvage a couple of yards there across the 35 down near the 34 for a gain of 3, so it's second down and 7. Just inside the Wheatland-Grinnell 35-yard line. 7:35, clock moving third quarter. 20-12 Axtell leading Wheatland-Grinnell here in the 8-man D2 state title game. So the Eagles break the huddle. They'll send two receivers here to the near side. It's going to be Evan Bussing and Brandon Schmelzley. And now Brockstrom lines up in the backfield with Detweiler in the pistol set. There's the snap. Option right. Now fakes it. Now he's going to throw it. That is incomplete. And it was Evan Bussing who kind of made the indicator there that I think the sun might have gotten his eyes and couldn't see it, but he had gotten behind the defense, and it could have been a big play, but it's going to be incomplete, and it brings up third down and 7 now at the 35. Yeah, that sun is certainly a factor here. Again, it's a beautiful day. Here in late November, that sun coming in from right to left. So now it's a big third and 7 play at the Wheatland-Grinnell 35. Mendez again, they throw it to the far side. Wide receiver screen, Schmelzley gets a few, but it's not going to be enough for the first down. Schmelzley will get 3 yards, and it'll bring up fourth down and 4, just shy of the Thunderhawks 30-yard line at the 32. So a big fourth and 4 play coming up for the Eagles offense, leading 20-12 about the halfway point here in quarter number 3. And we'll see what we got here. Another big fourth down play. Detweiler breaks the huddle. Ball's closer to the far side hash. They'll send three receivers short side. Watch the run this way. Hard snap. It's going to be a quarterback design run. He's going to have the first down across the 25 down to the 24. So it's enough for a first down. It's a gain of 8 and move the chains, and another big fourth down conversion for the Eagles to keep the drive alive as we're approaching 6 minutes gone by in this third quarter and a 20-12 Axtell lead. They're in the 8-man D2 state title game. So a fresh set of downs. First and 10 at the Wheatland-Grinnell 24-yard line. Three wide set, two to the left, one to the right. Detweiler takes the snap, hit while he throws. It's caught. It's going to be a touchdown for the Eagles as it's caught by Evan Bussing at the 5, and he takes it in the rest of the way. We got a flag on the play, and it's going to come back as this is going to be a hold against Axtell. So take what would have been a big touchdown pass off the board, and a holding penalty is going to bring this one back. Wow. So a monster holding penalty is going to wipe a touchdown off the board. And now it's going to be first and very long as the ball gets backed up to the Wheatland-Grinnell 38-yard line. It's going to be first and 23 after the holding penalty. 20-12 Axtell, under 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Detweiler sets up the screen, has his man. It's Grady Bussing, and inside the 30 down to the 29-yard line for a gain of 8, so they get some of it back. So a gain of 8, so they get some of that back. It's a more manageable second down. It's second down and 15. After that one was caught by Grady Bussing. on the design screen. So second and 15 at the 29 of Wheatland-Grinnell after the penalty. Detweiler across the middle. His throw was short for Schmelzley, and it's incomplete, and it brings up third down. So third down and 15 coming up for Axtell at the Wheatland-Grinnell 29-yard line with 5:20 to go in the third, leading 20-12. Not often we see Detweiler miss throws, and he's missed a few here today. A couple of low throws. He's a very accurate passer, came into today's game, 77% completion rate. So on a big third and 15, Detweiler in the pocket, throws, and it's a jump ball incomplete. Well defended by Trevin Humphreys on Schmelzley, and that's going to bring up fourth down and 15 from the 29. Even if Schmelzley makes the catch, it's going to be well shy of the first down, but you know Axtell's going to go for it anyways. But now it's a much more difficult fourth down conversion. They have converted multiple fourth downs here today. Now it's fourth and 15 at the 29-yard line. They need the Thunderhawks 14 for a first down. 5:16 to go, third quarter. Axtell leading 20-12. Detweiler has three receivers, two to the left, one to the right. Here's the snap. It is caught by Schmelzley. Makes the man miss at the 10, the 5. Touchdown! The Axtell Eagles, 29-yard pass on 4th and 15. It's Detweiler to Schmelzley. And at 5:08 to go in the third, Axtell extends their lead out. They lead Wheatland-Grinnell 26-12 with a two-point conversion try coming up. Unbelievable on 4th and 15. A game-changing tight play. And Axtell converts another fourth down. This time it's Brandon Schmelzley on the receiving end. That's his 12th receiving touchdown of the year. Detweiler to throw, tosses it into Grady Bussing's hands. And the two-point conversion is good, and the lead is 16. 5:08 to go, third quarter. Axtell 28, Wheatland-Grinnell 12. You're listening to the 8-man D2 state title game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, is your hometown full-service bank. When you invest locally with the Axtell Branch, you do business with people you know. Your money stays in the community, and your funds are easily accessible. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services provided. State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the local community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
KMZA.
On 4th and 15, the Axtell Eagles get a 29-yard touchdown pass from Isaac Detweiler to Brandon Schmelzley. They convert the 2 points on the extra point try, and they've extended their lead here on Wheatland-Grinnell 28-12 here in the 8-man Division II state title game, with just under 5:10 to go in this third quarter. So a picture-perfect start for Axtell here in the second half, holding Wheatland-Grinnell to a three and out, and then converting on their first drive of the second half, and converting a huge fourth down and 15 with a 29-yard touchdown strike from Detweiler to Schmelzley. So the Thunderhawks, how are they going to respond now down 16? It's still just a two-possession game, still plenty of time, over halfway into the third quarter. So it was a touchback on the kickoff. First and 10, Thunderhawks at the 15. Axtell, a lot of times, they smell blood in the water. They attack and they finish. And this is a key possession here for the Thunderhawks, because you would expect Axtell to continue to put the throttle on and try to put this one away. And the Thunderhawks respond down 16 here in the third. First and 10 at the 15, Vincent under center. Takes the snap, three-step drop. Looking downfield, he'll chuck it that way. It is picked off at midfield. Another interception, as this time it's Brandon Schmelzley taking it away as they were looking for Jet Vincent down the sideline. 5:04 to go, third quarter. Axtell gets it right back on the interception by Schmelzley, and they lead 28-12. Here in the 8-man D2 state title game. So it's the third interception by Vincent in this game today. So a disastrous start for the Thunderhawks here in the second half. Can Axtell add another touchdown and extend the lead out even more? First and 10 at the 39. Detweiler takes the snap, has his man across the middle. That's Schmelzley again. He's got a first down to the 30. It's a gain of 11 yards on first and 10 as Detweiler finds Schmelzley again. And it's a move the chains play. First and 10 now at the Wheatland-Grinnell 30-yard line. Schmelzley now six catches for 90 yards and a touchdown. Putting together a solid game here in the state championship game. 4:35 clock moving third quarter. First and 10 Axtell at the Wheatland-Grinnell 30. They lead it 28-12. Detweiler option near side, takes his time, keeps it himself, and he takes a nice hit, falls forward for a good gain on first and 10 to the 25-yard line. So it's a gain of 5 for Detweiler, brings up second down and 5. Under 4:20 to go, clock continues to move. Axtell leading by 16 here in the state championship game. Eagles' last state title was 1993, a year they also finished 13-0. That's what the Eagles are trying to do here in 2021. 13-0 in a state championship. Still a lot of time left in this game, but they have it up 16 with 3:50 to go in the third, and they have it second and 5 from the Thunderhawks 25. Detweiler again, option left. Taking his time, flag is thrown. Detweiler gets a first down inside the 15, but looks like this one might be coming back with where the flag was thrown. And that is the holding penalty call there, so it is coming back. Clock has stopped at 3:37 here in the third quarter. So after the penalty, that's going to take it back to the Wheatland-Grinnell 36-yard line, and now it's going to be second down and about 16. So it's officially second and 16 from the Wheatland-Grinnell 36-yard line. Axtell leading the Thunderhawks 28-12 here in the 8-man D2 state title game. So Detweiler has Schmelzley behind him. Another design quarterback run, follows his blocks. He's not going to get much. He's ate up on the front line there by the defensive front for Wheatland-Grinnell. A couple of yards there. It's a gain of 3 by Detweiler. Brings up third down now and 13 at the Thunderhawks 33-yard line. This was an 8-6 Axtell lead at the end of one. They led 20-12 at the half. Coming up on 3 minutes here in the third, their lead is 28-12, and they got the ball, but facing third and 13. Detweiler takes a good snap, now has to get away from the blitz, throws it downfield. That's caught by Schmelzley, but down he goes, just shy of the 20 at the 22. So it's a gain of 11, but it's going to be just shy of the first down. Jet Vincent in on the stop. But it's a gain of 11 yards, and it brings up a fourth down and 2 scenario at the 22-yard line. So another big fourth down conversion coming up. That last touchdown drive was a 29-yard pitch and catch on 4th and 15. This time it's 4th and 2 from the 22. Under 2.5 minutes to go in the third. 28-12, Axtell by 16. Detweiler in the pistol, Schmelzley behind him. Hard count, takes the snap. And I don't know if he got it. He tried to follow his block up the right side, and it is a turnover on downs. He needed 2. Detweiler got 1.5 yards, and that's a big stop for the Wheatland-Grinnell defense as they'll take over with 2:12 to go in the third quarter, trailing Axtell 28-12. And that's a big play. So let's see if the Thunderhawks can capitalize this time. They're down 2 scores. Late here in the third quarter, they just forced Axtell to turn it over on downs. First and 10 at the 21-yard line. Mendez finds a little bit of a hole, squeaks his way through up near the 25. They'll mark him down at the 24 for a gain of 3. Second down and 7 as Mendez continues to be the leading rusher for Wheatland-Grinnell here this afternoon. Now down under 2 minutes to go here in the third. 28-12, Axtell by 16, but the Thunderhawks have it back, 2nd and 7 at their own 24. Moving here in the third quarter from left to right. Sun's starting to set gently here in Newton. Toss, Mendez, left side, trying to catch the edge, does a little bit, down he goes. Crosses the 25, a few yards there, not much, to the 27. So it's a 3-yard gain, and that'll bring up a manageable third down at 3rd and 4. Back-to-back 3-yard carries there by Mendez. Clock still continues to move down under 120 here in the third quarter. Thunderhawks now facing 3rd and 4 from their own 27. Ball on the far side hash. Dieters, Grant Bussing, Owen Strothman down there on the defensive line for Axel. 3-man down line front. Vincent under center. Receiver to each side. He'll drop back. Quick hitter. It's caught right at the first down stick. Jet Vincent makes the catch. He needed 4. Depends on the spot. We're going to take a look at this, and it looks like they will measure this one. So Jet Vincent gets the reception for 4 yards. It's going to be really close to the first down. So they're going to stop the clock here. 45 seconds left in the third and measure it here. It's either going to be 4th and very short or 1st and 10. And this one is going to be... They're saying it's an inch. He's short by an inch. So there it is. So here we go. It is 4th and literally an inch. With 45 seconds to go here in the third, Axel leading 28-12, but the Thunderhawks need an inch to keep the drive alive. That is very, very close. The official certainly got down there and looked at it for a good solid few seconds just to be sure, and he determined it was short, but not more than an inch. We'll see what the play call is here, but you do not need much for a first down. Vincent under center with Mendez in the backfield, and they run the quarterback sneak, and he will have the first down. He did not need much as Trey Vincent gets the yard that he needs to move the chains out to the 32-yard line, setting up first down and 10 as we're down now under 25 seconds to go here in the third. So might get one more play here in the third quarter. Wheeling-Grinnell taking their time. We're down to 13 seconds. They get to the line. Two receivers near side. Jet Vincent far side left. Trey Vincent takes a belt high snap. They want to run a screen. It's hit in the air and batted incomplete as Detweiler came storming through and broke up the screen pass with 2 seconds left. So we'll get one more play here in the third quarter, but it's batted down by Detweiler. 28-12, Axel by 16 with 2 seconds to go here in the third quarter. It is 2nd down and 10 at the 32-yard line coming up here for the Thunderhawks. Coming down the home stretch here in the 8-man D2 state title game. So big 2nd down and 10 play coming up. 2 receivers here near side. Jet Vincent, lone receiver left, ball left hash. They want to throw it to him quickly. They got it. Cross midfield and into Axel territory to the 37-yard line. So it's a 13-yard pitch and catch to end the third quarter. But we hit the end of three. It's Axel 28, Wheatland-Grinnell 12. You're listening to the 8-man Division II state title game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Go Eagles! That's what they say all the time at Porting Farms. They're a big Axtell Eagles supporter and enjoy watching and listening to the games. Thanks to the students, coaches, and teachers who are helping to achieve another great year for the Axtell Eagles from Porting Farms.
KMZA.
12 minutes to go to decide the 8-man Division II state champion. Axel with a 28-12 lead on Wheatland-Grinnell as we get set to start the fourth quarter. Thunderhawks have it, though, 1st and 10 at the Axel 36. It was a 20-12 Axel lead at the half. Axel getting a touchdown in the third quarter. A 29-yard pass to Schmelzley on a 4th and 15 play. That was the lone touchdown in the third quarter. So here we go. First play of the fourth quarter, first and 10, and they're just going to run a straight quarterback sneak on first and 10. So a few yards there for Trey Vincent. So on first and 10, it's a four-yard pickup, and it'll bring up second down and six from the 32-yard line. So with it being the fourth quarter, you're down two scores if you're Wheatland Grinnell. Can't afford to not get some points on the board on this possession. You got a good drive going. Here's Mendez, left side. He's flung forward across the 30, down to the 28. It's a gain of four, and it'll bring up third and two. So a manageable third down coming up. But like I said, with the way Axel's offense has kind of picked things up a little bit here in the second half, how they've performed all season, you cannot afford to not get some points. When you're down 16 here in the fourth quarter with the state title on the line, Mendez on the toss, third and two, makes a man miss, gets a stiff arm, burst of speed to the five, and he's in the end zone. He must have heard me. Certainly they needed points, and they get it right there. It's a 28-yard scamper by Isaac Mendez, who's now over 100 yards. He's got a couple of touchdowns here in the game. At 10:56 to go, it is 28-18. So you need this two-point conversion here to get it back to a one-possession game. So this is a huge two-point conversion try. It's back to a 10-point game at 28-18. Mendez in from 28 yards out, but they need the two to get it to a one-possession game. Vincent takes the snap. It's a flip to Jet Vincent. Hit in the backfield, and he's going to be stuffed up. He's not going to get there. So it stays at a two-possession game. 10:56 to go. Axel 28, Wheatland Grinnell 18. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
KMZA.
Isaac Mendez for the Thunderhawks now up to 122 rushing yards today on 20 carries. He has two touchdowns, no bigger than the one he just had from 28 yards out. So unfortunately for Wheatland Grinnell, they were unable to get the two-point conversion. So it's still a two-possession lead here for Axtell early in the fourth quarter. It's 28-18, 10-point Axtell lead. But a big touchdown there by Wheatland Grinnell, slowly creeping back in. Again, still plenty of time with just under 11 minutes to go. So Mendez to kick this one off for Wheatland Grinnell. High, short kick. Schmelsley takes it at about the 7-yard line, and he is tripped up right about at that point at the 7, so not much. So Schmelsley, not much on the return, and Axtell will have a lot of room to work with. But they take over with a 10-point lead at 28-18, 10:51 to go in the game. It's first and 10 at their own 7-yard line. So let's see what kind of drive the Eagles can put together here. They can simply make things real hard for Wheatland Grinnell if they can somehow pull a touchdown on this drive. The pistol set. It's Detweiler. They want to run the option left. Keeps it himself. Had some good room and a good run on first and 10 across the 10. Out near the 14-yard line for a gain of about 7 yards. So it'll bring up second down and 3 after a 7-yard run there by Detweiler. Detweiler now up to 114 rushing yards today. 3 touchdowns. He's got 3 on the ground, and he had the touchdown pass to Schmelsley. So has accounted for all 4 touchdowns today, giving him 61 total touchdowns on the season. Detweiler with 2 receivers left, a high snap, option here to the near side, late pitch. This is Brocksterman. He's going to have a first down across the 20, out to the 21-yard line. So a big gain there of 7 yards for Brocksterman, and a first down for the Eagles as we're approaching the 10-minute mark left here in the fourth quarter. So again, Broxterman, seen him a little bit in the receiving game, but that was his first carry of the game. But a big one there for 7 yards, and it moves the chains. Now first and 10 at the 22. Clock on the move at 9:51 here in the game. Eight-man D2 state championship is on the line. The Axtell Eagles with the ball and with the 10-point lead. Detweiler has a receiver left. Also, Broxterman slot right. They're going to run an option here to the near side. Schmelzley is hit and dropped. What a play by Trevin Humphreys. Drops it back to the 19-yard line for a loss of 3. So now second down and 13 coming up for Axtell, their own 19-yard line. Schmelzley he got hurt in the first half. Looked like maybe a left ankle injury, but he wasn't out very long. He's been playing the whole game, but you can tell he's certainly doing everything he can to keep himself out there. So Schmelzley out there left side on the receiving end. Broxterman, a blocker in there as Detweiler throws one across the middle. It's incomplete, looking for Schmelzley. Humphreys again on the coverage. He's been very good in the back end of that defense for Wheatland Grinnell. And now it's a 3rd and 13 play coming up for Axtell at their own 19-yard line with 8:57 to go in the ball game, leading the Thunderhawks here 28-18. Axtell has converted a handful of fourth downs today. Not sure if they're behind the chains here, if they want to take a chance with the 10-point lead. We'll see what they can do on 3rd and 13. There's the snap. Detweiler steps in the pocket, gets away from one, and it's hit, and it's a catch at the 30. Here's Broxterman. He breaks away at midfield. He's at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Oh, baby. Touchdown, Eagles. How about that? 61 yards. Eli Broxterman. 34-18 Axtell with 8:43 left to go in the game. That was busted coverage on the back end. Broxterman across the middle. Had all sorts of time and field to work with after making the catch. And he took it the rest of the way. Detweiler here going for two. Bobbles the snap, keeps it. Schmelzley takes the pitch. He's in for two. So now all of a sudden it's a double up. Axtell 36, Wheatland Grinnell 18. 8:43 left in the 8-man D2 state title game. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
KMZA.
On a 3rd and long, Isaac Detweiler finds Eli Broxterman for a 61-yard touchdown strike and a 2-point conversion added to it. And now all of a sudden, Axtell in control here in the fourth quarter, leading Wheatland Grinnell 36-18. Both Schmelzley and Broxterman now over 100 receiving yards in the game. Isaac Detweiler is now thrown for 251 and also has almost 115 rushing yards. So the numbers are piling up today as Axtell now in control with 8:43 to go. About to kick it back to the Thunderhawks with an 18-point lead. Detweiler kicks it down the middle of the field. It's picked up by Humphreys, far side at the 10, 15, angles outside the numbers, down the sideline, stays in bounds. This is a good return by Humphreys, and down he goes across the 30. Down to the 33, maybe the 34, so they'll give it to him at the 34. That's where the Thunderhawks take over, 1st and 10, but now down 36-18 with only 8.5 minutes to go. You need some points, and you need them quick. 92.1 KMZA Seneca. Thanks for joining us here. Axtell 36, Wheatland Grinnell 18. 8:35 left in the game. Eight-man Division II state title game from Newton. Fisher Field, Thunderhawks first and 10 at their own 34. Vincent tipped in the air, nearly incomplete, or I should say nearly intercepted, but it falls incomplete. So it brings up second down and 10. That's the third time today we've seen an Eagles defender bat down a pass near the line of scrimmage. Strothman has done it at least a time or two. Detweiler did it on a screen pass earlier in this half. That time it was knocked down again. So Eagles defense certainly making some plays today. Second and 10. It is Mendez who is going to fall forward for a couple of yards. It'll bring up third down, but a late flag comes thrown in from the backside. So it's a gain of 3 yards. Would bring up third and 7, but the penalty, I believe, is against Wheatland Grinnell here. So it's a hold against Wheatland Grinnell. So that's the official call. So they will assess the penalty. So it is now second down and 17. After the penalty there, back to the 27-yard line. Clock back on the move, under 8:20 to go in this game. Axtell now in very good shape. Still not over yet, but you lead 36-18 now, coming up on just 8 minutes to go, and the Thunderhawks are at their own 27, facing second and 17. Double tight set, Vincent under center. Ice set as they fake it to Mendez. They want to take a shot here to the near side. That is caught. Jet Vincent at the 20 and is tripped up inside the 15. Schmelsley saved the touchdown, but another big catch for Jet Vincent. See where they mark him down at the 12-yard line. So how about that? That's a much-needed play. 43 yards from Trey to Jet. And Jet now up to 146 receiving yards here today on 7 catches. Down under 7.5 minutes to go. Here's Mendez. Stutters at the line of scrimmage, and down he goes at the 10 for maybe a couple. Now under 7:20 to go. An 18-point Axtell lead, 36-18, but Thunderhawks prime position to get some points here at the Axtell 10, facing second down and 8. Jet Vincent came into this ball game today with nearly 1,200 yards receiving, and he's put up 140-plus. Here's Mendez on the toss on second and 8, tries to extend it to the outside, and not much. He's brought down after maybe a yard to the 9. Good pursuit on the far side by the Axtell defense, and it's going to bring up third down and 7 from the 9. Of course, fourth down territory, down 3 possessions here, but the clock is now not your friend as we're down to all of a sudden just 6.5 minutes left in this game. Axtell 36, Wheatland Grinnell 18, Thunderhawks trying to score and keep this game somewhat alive. So far side hash, third and 7 from the 9. Double tight, Mendez in the backfield, they fake it to him. Now Vincent rolling to his left, stops, he's going to throw one towards the back of the end zone, and out and incomplete, well overthrown. And now it's fourth down and 7 from the 9, so this is ultimately, you would think, the ball game. Because if you're Wheatland Grinnell, you need this, because you're down 3 scores. It's just 6 minutes and 9 seconds remaining in this game. And if you give it back to Axtell, down by 18 with 6 minutes to go, there's not going to be a lot you can do except try to force a turnover or get it back, but Axtell will be able to take off some time, and then at that point, clock is running real thin. So here it is, potentially biggest play of the game. Wheatland Grinnell, 4th and 7 from the Axtell 9. 4 wide, 2 to each side. Vincent takes the snap. Standing tall, throws it. It is intercepted in the end zone. It's intercepted on the far side by Broxterman. 4 interceptions in the game thrown by Trey Vincent. And Axtell takes over with 6:04 to go and a 36-18 lead.
We'll look to run out the clock.
So certainly Axtell wanting to run out the final six and change and get their first state title since 93. So 6:04 remaining in the game. Axtell takes over. First and 10 at their own 15. They lead it 36-18. Receiver to each side. Detweiler takes the snap, fakes it to Schmelzley, keeps it himself, makes a man miss, makes Humphreys miss, and down he goes, stays in bounds. Couple of yards there for Detweiler. He gets two up to the 17. Second down and eight coming up. Clock continues to move now. Fans here on our side has made the trip. Certainly starting to feel a little bit more excited about the opportunity here. Down to 5.5 minutes to go and a 36-18 Axtell lead. Two receivers here to the near side. Detweiler in the pistol. Looks like it's Schmelzley behind him. Takes the snap. They want to run an option left. There's the pitch. Schmelzley has a little bit of room. Has a first down. And he'll move the chains out across the 25 to the 27. So it's a gain of 8 yards on the play. And Schmelzley again with a nice play and a first down. Approaching 5 minutes to go. 36-18 Axtell. Boy, this has been fun. And Axtell needs to run it out here. Both teams have all three of their timeouts. And you can't use them now if you're the Thunderhawks. And now it's all Axtell. They're in control, running every second of the play clock down. It's down to five. Game clock is at 4:42. Detweiler keeps it himself, and he's ate up in the backfield for a loss on the play. Jed Vincent flew in there to make the stop. It's a loss of one. And it looks like Wheatland Grinnell. So we get a timeout on the field. 4:36 to go in the game. We'll step aside for a quick 30. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
KMZA.
The Axtell Eagles are 4 minutes and 36 seconds away from winning their first state championship since 1993. They lead Wheatland Grinnell 36-18 here at Fisher Field in Newton. Thunderhawks took their first timeout, which stopped the clock at 4:36. Axtell facing now second down and 11 at their own 26-yard line. Detweiler takes the snap, pulls it in from his high left shoulder. Pitch here to Schmelzley and tripped up at the 30. 31-yard line, he'll get it there for a gain of 5. And that'll make it third down, and we'll call it a long 6. Now under 4:20 to go, it's 5-yard gain there by Schmelzley, who's been a big-time contributor. 7 carries now, 30 yards, but his damage has been done in the receiving game with 7 catches for 101 yards. Down to the final 4 minutes in this game. 3rd and 7 here, though, for Axtell. Their own 31-yard line, again, still 6 seconds on the play clock. He'll take the snap. Now looking left, fires it that way. It's caught for a first down and a little bit more. Midfield and at the 35, down to the 34. A gain of 15 yards to Brandon Schmelzley and a first down. Clock continues to move now at 3:40. The Axtell lead is 36-18. The Eagles are now just running out the clock here and starting to get a little itch with the state championship here on the line, and they have controlled the pace here in the second half for the majority of it. So down to 8 seconds on the play clock. The game clock's at 3:14. Detweiler keeps it himself, gets to the 30, and down near the 26-yard line for an 8-yard pickup. Brings up second down and 2. Officially under 3 minutes to go in the game. Clock continues to move as Axel continues to churn out chunk play after chunk play here to keep it away from Wheatland Grinnell. And certainly, so Axel, 240 from closing it out and hoisting the title. Detweiler in the pistol. He's got a receiver to each side here on second and 2. Takes the snap. Pretty simple play. Keeps it himself. Gets to the 20. Out numbers 15. Inside the 10. And down near the 5. They'll mark him down at about the 7-yard line. So a gain of 16, maybe 17 yards or so. Let's see where they officially put him down at the 7. So it's now first and goal, and Axtell trying to put it away. Down to 2 minutes and 12 seconds left in the game. Now first and goal at the 7. Axtell trying to put it away. We got 10 seconds on the play clock, and we're down to under 2 minutes on the game clock. Detweiler in the pistol. He'll take the snap. Quarterback keeper keeps it himself. And there's a flag that's thrown in late. It's a couple yards to the outside. Clock stopped at 1:49. See what the penalty is. It's thrown from the far side. Kind of after the play. Here's the call, and they're going to wave the flag off. So no penalty. So the results was a 3-yard gain for Detweiler to the 4, and that brings up second down and goal. So the clock is back on the move at 1:45, and the state championship in the grasp of the Eagles. An incredible season coming down to this. Wheatland Grinnell has fought in this game, but ultimately the Eagles have been dominant all season, and the score may not necessarily indicate the outcome of the game. And there's Detweiler straight ahead. He's just short of the goal line. Gets to the 1. So it's another 3 yards there for Detweiler. Makes it third and goal from the 1. We're down to a minute 15 left in the game. Axtell leading 36-18. And it looks like we get a whistle and a timeout on the field. So a timeout taken by the Thunderhawks. We'll pause as well. Buck 12 left in the game. Axtell about to win their first state title since 93. We'll wrap it up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There is always, always, always something to be thankful for. And at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, we will always be thankful for our generous community, our amazing and dedicated staff, and wonderful people like you. We hope that you and your family have a safe and happy holiday season. From your friends at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, people you know, care you trust.
92.1 KMZA.
The Axtell Eagles are 72 seconds away from winning their first state title since 1993. They're on the verge of scoring again. They got third and goal at the 1-yard line with a minute 12 to go and leading Wheatland Grinnell 36-18. A magical season for the Eagles where they have been dominant pretty much from the jump. And the team that they open the season against is the team that they're about to knock out in the state title game. Detweiler on the sneak. He's in. Touchdown, Eagles. It's another rushing touchdown for Isaac Detweiler, and now a couple of flags are thrown in late. This is going to be some kind of unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. We'll see what the call is, but a couple of flags came in late after Detweiler snuck it in from a yard out, so we'll see what they're going to call here. Maybe some frustration by Wheatland Grinnell. He didn't see anything too physical, so maybe it was something that was said, maybe by one of the Thunderhawk players. So the touchdown is good. Unsportsmanlike conduct against Wheatland Grinnell. So each team got a unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, so penalty's offset, so the touchdown is still good, extending Axtell's lead to 42-14, or correction, 42-18, with 70 seconds to go here until the end of the ball game, but Axtell now in control, and they're going to win this one here today. The fans are starting to get a little rowdier, starting to stand up a little bit. They understand what's about to happen, but still got 70 seconds to run it out here. Trying to tack on another 2 points. Detweiler dropping back, tossing it in, and it's caught by Grady Bussing, 4-2. 1:10 to go in the game. It's all Axtell, 44-18. Back in 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansas
Radio.
The Axtell Eagles are 70 seconds away from clinching their first state championship since 1993, and we'll have all the information coming up on our post-game show, but Isaac Detweiler, probably the Division II Player of the Year, has rushed for 4 touchdowns on 143 yards, and he has thrown for 266 and 2 more scores. So 6 total touchdowns here today for the junior quarterback, Isaac Detweiler, who now has 63 total touchdowns on the season, 29 of which on the ground, 34 of which in the air. And the kick goes out of bounds, so the flag is thrown. So, again, we got just 70 seconds left in this game. Axtell has scored 3 touchdowns, or I should say 2 touchdowns here in the fourth quarter. They scored the only touchdown in the third quarter. It was a 20-12 game at the half. Wheatland-Grinnell certainly was right in it. But Axtell has been in control since the second half jump. So they'll take the penalty as it was a kickoff out of bounds. So the Thunderhawks take it first and 10 at their own 35. Final 70 seconds left in this 8-man D2 state championship game as Axtell in control, leading 44-18. Here's Vincent, takes the snap, throws it to the far side. It's incomplete. Looking for Ryan Heyer, and it's through his hands, and what maybe would have been just a yard or two turns into an incomplete pass, and it's now second down and 10 from the 35. Clock is stopped at 106. Fans under us here are starting to get the phones out, starting to get some pictures, getting ready to celebrate like it's 1993. So Vincent with 4 receivers now, 2 to each side, takes a low snap, pulls it off the turf, facing some pressure, throws it downfield. It is nearly intercepted inside the 15-yard line, out of the hands of Evan Bussing, who had an interception earlier in the game. Stops the clock at 106, or correction, 101. So just 5 seconds came off the clock there, and it's now 3rd and 10 at the 35. Now, Wheatland-Grinnell, again, had their opportunities. They were down just a touchdown at halftime, but they turned it over 4 times with 4 interceptions. And that's certainly something that has hurt all opponents all season, turning it over against this Axtell team that's so prolific offensively. The Eagles have made them pay, especially here in the second half. Here's Vincent rolling out on 3rd and 10, chased by Strothman, throws across his body. It's picked off at the 25 and make it 5 interceptions. And I believe it was Evan Bussing who gets that one, and he does. It's intercepted by Evan Bussing with 53 seconds left, and that is going to do it. As Trey Vincent throws 5 interceptions in the state championship game, he came in with 9 on the season, and he's thrown 5 here today, and 53 seconds to go. Axtell has it first and 10 at their own 25. Wheatland-Grinnell just 1 timeout. I doubt they use it as Detweiler goes to a knee, and the state championship coming home to Axtell after maybe 1 or 2 more plays. to run this bad boy out. You can hear the fans right below us. This has been a fun team to watch. And they've earned every bit of this, as they have been so good all year. Detweiler takes one more knee. They don't have to run another snap. And ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it. Your final score in the 8-man Division II state championship game. The Axtell Eagles, 44. The Wheatland-Grinnell Thunderhawks, 18. And Axtell has won their first state championship since 1993. Our post game is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
You might as well Friday,
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call the right agents, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP today. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
1, 2, 3, 4
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Our postgame show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Well, thanks for tuning in as the football season has officially come to an end. The Axtell Eagles defeat the Wheatland-Grinnell Thunderhawks 44-18. They outscore Wheatland-Grinnell 24-6 in the second half and have won their first state championship since 1993. Kirk Hillman in studio, Jacob Earl stepping out. I'm Brandon Tadman as our postgame coverage continues on. Again, Axtell won the toss to start the game. They took their opening drive down and got a touchdown from Isaac Detweiler, made it 8-0. Wheatland-Grinnell had five interceptions in this game, including one on their first drive. Axtell followed that with a fumble of their own. But Axtell would allow Wheatland-Grinnell to get a touchdown on the board in the first quarter. It was Mendez with a one-yard run, and it was 8-6 Axtell at the end of one. Detweiler, though, early in the second quarter, another touchdown run, extending Axtell's lead to 14-6. That was just 30 seconds into the second quarter. Wheatland-Grinnell came right back. Trey Vincent to Jet Vincent. 11-yard touchdown strike made it 14-12 Axtell at 10:15 at that mark in the second quarter. That was a quick three-play drive for the Thunderhawks. And then Isaac Detweiler and the Eagles responded one more time. An 18-yard run made it 20-12 Axtell. And that turned out to be the score at halftime. So certainly the Thunderhawks were right in it. Down eight at the half, but it was a not good start for Wheatland-Grinnell in the third quarter. They got the ball first and went three and out. They had to punt it away. Detweiler to Schmelzley on a 29-yard touchdown strike on a 4th-and-15 play. Really might have been the play of the game. Made it 28-12 at that point, Axtell. Grinnell would throw another interception, but Axtell would then turn it over on downs. We went into the fourth quarter with Axtell leading 28-12. Wheeland Grinnell did not go away. Mendez got another touchdown, making it 28-18 as they failed on the two-point conversion try. It's a 28-yard run by Mendez, and at that point, Axtell, though, would add two more touchdowns, and Wheatland Grinnell would have two more interceptions as Detweiler found Brocksterman on a big 61-yard strike. At that point, made it 36-18, and they put a cherry on top of the sundae with Detweiler on a one-yard run and capping it off. 44-18, the final score, as the fans now heading to the field to celebrate with the Eagles a perfect 13-0 season, and an eight-man D2 state championship has been crowned with the Axtell Eagles getting it done here today, again by a final score of 44-18. Let's get you some numbers in this game as well. We'll get you some of the team numbers in this game. Final stats, 446 yards of total offense for Axtell. It was 180 on the ground, 266 in the air. Wheatland Grinnell, 148 rushing yards and 150 passing yards. 298 total yards. The yards in the second half, all Axtell, 232-108, at 94 on the ground and 138 in the air. But it was a much more competitive game in the first half. But over 440 yards of offense in the game. And we got a lot of individuals for Axtell who can certainly be lined up for our player of the game. But we'll go ahead and take a quick timeout. We'll come back and wrap this one up as we'll announce our Farmers State Bank player of the game right after this. Again, the final score here, Axtell 44, Wheatland Grinnell 18. Our postgame wraps up after another timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
In the final score, Axtell, your eight-man D2 state champions as they beat Wheatland Grinnell here in Newton this afternoon by a final score of 44-18. One final time, Kirk Kilman, Jacob Earls, Brandon Tadman all with you. Big second half for Axtell. It was a 20-12 game at the half, but a 24-6 second half advantage for Axtell. Wheatland Grinnell had five interceptions in the game. Certainly hung around, but the Eagle offense really picked up. And again, we have so many great players for this Eagles team, and we've talked about them all season long. Let's go through some of these individual numbers here today. Brandon Schmelsley had a big, big night receiving, 8 catches for 116 yards and a touchdown. Eli Brocksterman, 4 catches for 116 yards and a touchdown. But again, you're most likely Division II, 8-man D2 player. The 8-man Division II state title game, our post-game coverage. Sorry about that, technical difficulties, but we are back and up, wrapping this one up. Of course, if you're just joining us, the Axtell Eagles winning their first state championship since 1993. They cap off the perfect 13-0 season, defeating Wheatland Grinnell here in Newton. The 8-man D2 state title game final score was 44-18. Again, just want to give a big shout-out and thanks to everyone that contributed, all the play-by-play voices across our airwaves, the board ops, everyone in between helping out. It's been a fun season, but we transition quickly into the basketball season coming up next week. Keep it locked in, of course, MSCSports.net, Kansaland Radio, as we'll get you set for a new season of high school sports coming up in 21 and 22. But again, the football season has come to a close one final time here from Fisher Field in Newton as Axtell wins their first state championship since 93. They finished 13-0. They beat Wheatland Grinnell 44-18, Thunderhawks in their season at 11-2. Big shout out to Kirk Hillman back in studio, doing the best as always. Thank you to Jacob Earls popping in, helping out tonight as well. For everyone out there, I'm Brandon Tabman. Thanks for listening. And you have been listening to coverage of high school football here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.